But if I have to cry to keep you
something on my mind. Won't somebody please tell me what's wrong?
You're just a fool. You know you're in love.
What you say?
You got to say.
Always debated, who's the greatest player of all time? Dumb question. It should be, who's the greatest team of all time?
WGAG Radio.
Sorry, Showtime.
WGAG Radio.
Back to back.
WGAG Radio.
First three-peat.
WGAG Radio.
Even with the flu.
WGAG Radio.
No push-off.
WGAG Radio.
And my favorite. Tough to beat that. What? You think there's someone else? Prove it.
Look at the air. Look at the
نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الوالي الكريم وصلى الله على الأنبياء أجمعين والمسيح والمحسي والمجدد لمن مرسلين أما بعد. Are we not the bearers of witness that nothing would exist if Allah didn't create it, and that He is alone and has no part, and that all gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sustainer of all the boundless universes. All gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generous eternal friend, and send salutations of Allah on all of His prophets and His apostles, and on the Messiah, the anointed one, and on the Mahdi, the guide, and on the Mujaddid, the reformer, which was all sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send greetings and we send peace throughout the boundless universe to all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
The Man of the Hour, airing 7 days a week at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio.
Members of Congress expressed optimism Sunday about the prospects for reaching a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff.
A fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is entering its third full day, and both Israelis and Palestinians.
Bottom line, Senator, if the president nominates Ambassador Rice to be the next Secretary of State or some other...
Supplementary question. Do you personally believe that gay people are born gay?
Impact statement tonight, the Talking Points memo...
Hot damn politics.
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 What you say?
Hot damn
politics.
Hot damn politics.
Hot damn politics.
Hot diggity damn politics.
Hot diggity damn politics.
I'm back now with the Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust. Brain Trust. Brain Trust. Brain Trust panel.
These niggas won't hold me back. 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 These niggas won't hold me back.
The Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust, Brain Trust, Brain Trust, Brain Trust panel.
Hot diggity damn politics.
I put that shit on everything.
Hot Damn Politics, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. only on WGAG Radio. Wait a minute, hold up. We're not talking about surviving a beauty shop. We're not even talking about surviving midday traffic. We're talking about
surviving a game.
Life is a game played on the biggest stage. The objective is to survive. Kick it with me every Friday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio.
You catch my girl legs open, better smash that. Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at.
Let's talk about what they don't want you to talk about.
On the Donna Coleon Show, Rock Talk Radio, Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Or JulieDeGasso.com.
WGAG Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Jay Ella. And when I ain't here banging out these amazing beats, I'm cooling with my peeps at the Donna Coleon after party. Come through and chat it up with us anytime. Meet up with the Brain Trust. Come listen to some good music. Get caught up in some good conversation. You may even catch a building session from time to time. Learn something new. Get yourself inspired. What you gotta do, you have to go to www.powtalk.com. Search Donna Coleon the after party. And there you are. And here we go.
Moringa! Oh!
You want the best antioxidant, pure protein, superfood on the planet? Let Greener Greens supply you with their raw organic moringa. Moringa is a super immune booster, providing a powerhouse of minerals and amino acids. Visit Greener Greens on the World Wide Web at www.greener-greens.com and place your order of moringa today. Available in 8 and 16 ounces, along with their many other organic superfoods. Call Greener Greens at 510-479-6406 and place your order of moringa today. Remember, the greener the leaner, Greener Greens.
Machiavellianist, Illuminati, all through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shot.
Feel me? And God said he should send his one begotten son to lead the wild into the ways of the man. Follow me. Eat my flesh, flesh of my flesh. Come with me. Hail Mary, run quick, see what do we have here now?
Killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. Picture paragraphs unloaded, wise words being quoted. Beat the weakness in the rap game and sold it. Bow down, pray to God, hoping that he's listening. See a nigga that's coming for me. See my diamonds when they glisten. Now pay attention, rest in peace, Father. I'm a ghost in these killing fields. Hail Mary, catch me if I go. Let's go deep inside the solitary mind of a madman. Screams in the dark, evil lurks, enemies. See me flee, activate my hate. Let it break till I'm playing it. Set trip, empty out my clip. Never stop to aim. Some say the game is all corrupted. Fucked in this shit. Stuck, niggas is lucky if we bust out this shit. Blood up, mama told me never stop until I bust a nut. Fuck the world and they can't adjust. It's just as well. Hail Mary,
come with me. Hail Mary, nigga, run quick, see what do we have here now? You wanna ride or die?
Back with promise makers, never realized the precious time that bitch niggas is wasting. Institutionalized, I live my life a product made to crumble. But too hardened for a smile, way too crazy to be humble. We ballin', catch me, Papa, please, cause I'm ballin'. In the liquor store, that's the Hennessy I hear callin'. Can I get some more? Hell, till I reach hell, I ain't scared. Mama checkin' in my bedroom, I ain't there. I got a head with no screws in it. What can I do? One life to live, but I got nothing to lose, just me and you. On a one way to rip the prison, selling drugs, we all wrapped up in this living. Like the thugs to my homeboys and Clinton Max, doing they bid. Raise hell to this real shit and feel this. When they turn out the lights, I'll be there in the dark. Something eternal through my heart. Now Hail Mary, nigga, come with me. Hail Mary, nigga, run quick, see what do we have here now? Do you wanna ride or die? La 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 la.
They got an APB out on my thug family. Since I was on these streets, like these scandalous freaks. Our enemies die now, walk around half dead, head down. Head blasted off a Hennessy and Ty, tronic, mixed it. Now I'm twisted, blistered and high. Business of me, thug living, getting me by. Forever live, and I multiply, survive by thugs. When I die, they won't cry unless they coming with slugs. The whole scene and whatever's going on around me, brain kinda cloudy, smoked out, feeling rowdy, ready to wet the party up, and whoever in that motherfucker, nasty new street slugger, my heat, deep suckers on the regular, mashing in a stolen black act, integra, cock back, sticky seconds to the draw, that's when I'm dead in your feet first, you got a nice gap, but my heat's worse, from a thug to preaching church, I gave you love, now you eating dirt, needing work, and I ain't the nigga to put you on, cause word is born, when I was broke, I had to hustle till dawn, that's when the sun came up. It's only one way up, hold your head, stay up. So all my niggas get your pay and wait up.
If it's on, then it's on. We rake these breaks, outlaws on the paper chase. Can you relate to the shit
shit I don't got, be the shit I gotta say. Dealing with fate, hoping God don't hold the gate. If it's on, then it's on, we rape beats.
I hate them other motherfuckers, man, rapping on that shit.
A big mouth, a big mouth. There's a rumor being said about me and the crew, about something we did or supposed to do. You might not have heard it, or maybe you have, but when I first heard it, all I did was laugh. I used to get angry and all uptight, but you can say what you want to spell my name right. Cause all I'm ever guilty of is rocking the house, but that's not what the rumor was all about. Now if you like me, then tell all your friends, and if you don't, wait until you see me again. This way I can hear it from the horse's mouth, and right then and there we can straighten it out. Cause I don't get involved with he said, she said, so take my advice and quit while you're ahead. Because one day I might not last, the day your mouth right back, your behind can't catch.
You got a big mouth, a big mouth. You got a big mouth, a big mouth, a big mouth.
People used to say that you had a big mouth, and now I understand what they're talking about. Because what we do is just between me and you, not something that you run and tell your crew. But you had to tell Sharon, and she told Carol. Then the story rolled on just like a wheelbarrow. Carol told Dee Dee, and she told Pam. And Pebbles overheard her talking to her man. Pebbles told Cookie what she thought she heard, and somehow Eazy-E had got the word. He told somebody I knew from uptown, and they called me up and put me down. Now the whole darn story's been changed around, and that's the reason why I'm not with you now. Because you never should have opened your mouth at all, and I wouldn't have had no reason to make this call.
You got a big mouth, a big mouth. You got a big mouth, a big mouth, a big mouth.
Now you're the dime dropper of the neighborhood, and every time I see you, you're up to no good. You're just like a snake crawling on the ground, looking for some new dirt to spread around. Then you stick out your tongue and start spreading lies, and now somebody else has been victimized. You may stop for a while, then you're at it again, and you always got to have the last word in. They call your mouth almighty, tongue everlasting. You ain't satisfied unless something's happening. You don't have to be there no more than a minute, but you always got to have your 2 cents in it. So to all your big mouths, for you, something else you can run and go tell your crew. Cause we made the beat big so we could rock the house, but we also made it big enough to fit in your mouth.
You got a big mouth, a big mouth. You got a big mouth, a big mouth, a big mouth. You got a big mouth, a big mouth. You got a big mouth, a big mouth.
Thank you. Eyes on Egypt presents the Holy Tablets, backed by popular demand. Written and transcribed by Dr. Malachi Zadok Yoel, the receiver. This is the scripture that is divinely inspired that will bring about a long overdue change. Like the phoenix bird rising up out of its ashes. Up, you mighty people, come forth like Lazarus from the tomb. This tablet is food to feed the hunger and to nourish the soul, to give it strength. Rise up, stand up, be counted amongst the people of this world. Be the first to get your copy of the Holy Tablets while supplies last. At All Eyes on Egypt, Monticello, Georgia, 706-468-2319.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome. Come one, come all. Welcome everybody to the L's Holy Tablet Show, man. Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's how we do it in this thing. Aha. Yeah, baby. We do it like this, 9 o'clock p.m. every Saturday night. We want to certainly apologize for the missing show of the L's Holy Tablet Show last Saturday. According to the board of WGAG Radio, a lot of people don't know we have a board, okay, the board of trustees and shit, whatever that shit is called, and they basically said, well, listen, we're not going to do the L's Holy Tablet Show. We've all agreed if Don DeCorleone is not motherfucking at the table with us. I swear to God. See, thank you, Neff. Neff vouched because Neff was there at the meeting. So I was there, too. I was there, too, but I was via a satellite. I was there via satellite and shit. So goddamn, live into the house. You know what I'm saying? So they was just like, let's just not do it. Let's just not do it because, you know, that shit is, you know, the radio stations, you know, we got Jews that actually fund us. A lot of people don't know that. Sorry, Morris. You're out, Tom. You're out, Mac and Tosh and all you Morris niggas. But we got the Jews on our side on the sales on the Sabbath show. So they said, no, there's no fucking way. And then right now, so goddamn, this is what we do around this motherfucker. Goddamn it, yep, and we starting on time, so fuck this shit. We got one more tablet before we leave the secrets of Adapha. So we got one more tablet. And remember, if anybody can remember, 2 weeks ago, I think that's when we did it, in regards to the tablet 53, because now we're on tablet 54, about how that Anunnaki came and brought his ass down. Neff, I don't know if Newbie or anybody else going to assist us in reading, but Newbie actually read that, if I'm not mistaken. Remember, the dude came down, the little Anunnaki came down and started fucking shit, fucking bulls, fucking elephants, and giving birth to jackasses and all this other type of shit. Yeah, so Neff is going to actually, Neff, it'll be good if you take us back to the fall of the Anunnaki. We can jump that bitch off at tablet 53 and then go on to tablet 54. So we're going to get this shit popping, though. Got to give a special shout-out to all my niggas that's in attendance today on the after party and also in the VIP, all those that's listening to the show from their own devices or Facebook, you know, because I do promote the L's Holy Tablet Show on Facebook. But one time for everybody in the VIP chat room, DeBrock, honey, love, what's good with you, baby? All the guests that's tuning in, my man, I Beat It, I Am, it's good to see you, brother. How you doing today? Also, special shout out to Kafir Moose Petty is in the building. What's good? And I gotta say something. When I came into the after party, right? I hope you don't take this the wrong way, Kafir. But when I came to the after party, you know, when you come into the after party and you're automatically green or whatever, your cam was on. And it showed your house and shit, right? Real nice. I love all your pictures on your wall, by the way. But your cam was on. And a little bit later, goddamn, I think when 50 dropped the mic, 50 and retired dropped the mic in the after party, playing all that ragged ass. But the music was good, but his quality of, oh my God, was terrible. But hey, beggars can't be choosers. But anyway, you came back on cam, right? Like, this Kafri came back on cam, and this was some real funny shit to me. Because I swear I always laugh when I see black people. I don't know why. I have no idea. I just think y'all gonna be like, Don, I don't get why it's funny to you. It's funny to me. He came on cam, sat right back in his computer with a robe on, with his robe on. I was like, God, that fucking after party be off the chain. He came back on with his robe on and a flannel and some flannel pajamas, right? And I swear, I laugh because something about when I see black people wear pajamas and a robe, that shit is so funny to me, yo. It's just, I always laugh at that. Even when my daughters put on their pajamas and shit, and they come down, I just laugh. Like, nigga, like, who get dressed for bed? Like, this shit be funny as fuck. Like, I don't know why, but to me, it's comical. Like, who the fuck get dressed for bed? Like, and I know everybody do it, but I don't do that shit. I don't literally have clothes I wear to bed. I just go to fucking bed. Like, I mean, real niggas do real things around this motherfucker. Shit, I'm sorry. But niggas literally buy clothes to go to bed in. Niggas buy clothes to go to sleep in. So, and that'd be so funny every time I see them, you know, like, he just had me laugh. It tickled me. I know. Nobody gets why I laugh at that shit. Nobody can fucking get it. It is so funny to me. It's cute and it's funny all at the same time. But I don't think nobody gets why I find that shit funny. It's just funny. Even when I see my children, goddamn, with that shit, come downstairs and that shit, goddamn, with their little shit on, just be like, goddamn. It would look great if y'all was on camera and if the camera was rolling, if you was on some damn TV show. That shit looked great. But to me, motherfucker, we ain't on a damn Disney set. We ain't on NBC. Like, nigga, throw on a T-shirt and some jogging pants, take your ass to sleep or some other shit. But to me, this shit is funny. I'm sorry. It's just funny to see niggas really, you know, buy clothes to go to bed in. That shit is funny as hell. Anyway, man, let me bring in, I'm bringing Neff last. 678, come on in. 612, you on the L. Soli Tablet Show. You want to make a comment?
Yeah, I'm just, I really just came in, so I don't know what topic y'all discussing right now. So I'm just all ears.
Okay, that's good. Well, we're about to start the L's Holy Tablet Show. Are you familiar with our show we do on Saturday nights?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Okay, that's why. Okay, well, we do it. We read from the L's Holy Tablet every Saturday night and explain, or anybody got questions or anything like that. That's what we do on Saturday nights.
Okay, they're cool, though.
They're cool, there, ain't it? I can tell you from the A. I can tell you from the A, boo. I hear it.
Oh, no. I ain't told no A. I'm about 30 minutes from there, though.
Same difference. Some Georgia shit, right? You a Southern nigga?
Right. I'm a Southern nigga. It's all good, though. You
that's
know,
what's up, goddamn. Where about you from?
Polk County.
Oh, really? Polk County, man. Goddamn. I was down there in Polk County about goddamn 3 months ago, man. I had to get a nigga out of jail out there.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just kidding.
Okay, man. I like your energy.
How did you find out about the WGAG radio show? How did you get in? How do you know about us?
Honestly, I seen the what's name on my Facebook. I liked the page, you know. It said it gave a number to call in or whatever, no blah. So I just gave a number call or whatever to see, you know, what's going on or whatever.
Oh, man, well, you got to keep that number on speed dial on, what you call it now, on speed dial. Say that number because it's off the chain Monday through Friday, actually. Monday through Friday.
Okay, then.
Yeah, we actually 24 hours, huh?
Okay, what time is it good to call, like, for the, like, the, I guess
on
the
Monday
class?
Through Friday. Huh?
I'm sorry?
No, ask me again.
I'm sorry about that. I was saying, like, what time, like, Monday through Friday or Monday through Thursday?
Oh, well, you know, the Don DeColeon Show, and I am Don DeColeon. It's a pleasure to meet you, my Southern hospitality brother. How you doing? But that's on, my show comes on Monday through Friday at 12 noon.
I really can't believe I'm talking to you.
Huh?
I really can't believe I'm talking to you because I had seen like a, I don't know if it was an excerpt or what, and you was talking about how, something like from Dwight York to Malachi York, but you know, how you were breaking it down or whatever, how you really was just coming, really just wrong with it like that. It really took me, but you really was on some, you know, it really, everything you said really was on point.
Absolutely. Okay, so you heard of me.
Yes, ma'am, I have heard of you.
You ain't got to say yes, ma'am, honey. Those days are over in the South.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I was raised. I feel like I'm disrespected if I don't say yes, ma'am.
I know it. You heard of Jasper County?
Jasper. That's.
You heard of Jackson?
Jackson, come out of Georgia?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I'm sorry about saying yes, ma'am, but yeah, I haven't heard of
no,
that.
No, I mean, yeah, because, you know, that when I first got to Jackson, well, I don't actually stay in Jackson. I'm like 10 minutes from Jackson. But when I first got to Monticello, Jasper County, everybody said, yes, ma'am. I said, where are we at?
Oh, no, nothing like that, like on no slave master type, yes, or ma'am, or nothing like that. You know, they did that sudden hospitality, though. You know, you come to somebody else, like, oh, hey there, baby.
I know it. I know it. So you, okay, are you married?
No, I'm not.
Are you in a relationship?
Kind of, semi, you know,
okay, on and okay, off. Good, because they don't, okay, good. So do you say yes, ma'am, to your girl? I just want to know, or do all that shit stop?
Definitely I don't. Definitely no.
All that shit stop, don't it?
I'm just saying, no. Look, hey, if it ain't my mama, my auntie, you know, something like that. No, ain't none of that.
But you saying yes, ma'am, to me, though.
Because you up for me, so I don't know you, so I'm just really coming with, you know, I feel that coming with respect.
Okay. I fucking love it. Y'all niggas got too much game. Real Georgia boy, too.
You know, if that offend, well, you said about going on the fence with her, I'm going to stop saying
that. No, I'm not offended. I just think the shit is incredible. That's all. I'm not. I'm telling you, this is some fucking beautiful shit. It's been a long time since I heard it from a Georgia boy.
Well, see, one thing about me, though, as sudden as I am, you know, I really never been to where I love to travel, but at the same time, I having to travel to a lot of places. But I've really been, like, I'm more of an uptight nigga for people I meet, like, you know, for the music I listen to and, my for my way of life and everything that I'm tied to. So I really feel like I should be somewhere else where I'm at.
Like where? Like New York?
Like New York or somewhere, Chicago or Jersey, something like that. I don't really come across a lot of, you know, quote unquote country, you know, people.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, you know, but are you still in Polk County?
You what now?
Are you still in Polk County?
Yeah, I'm still in Polk County.
Oh, okay.
You know, so when I finish some of my business, you know, I ain't been too long, you know, out the middle of the beach, and I'm just trying to get everything going, but it's really kind of hard right now, especially in this environment. I know if I been around people that's on the same kind of path, I mean, it'd be more easier for me. You know, I ain't trying to cop out, but help me along the way.
Well, that's what we do, honey. We make good people better, and thus ourselves as well. It's good to know that you reached out to us, though, man. This is an honor.
Right. I'm blessed as well. I really am.
How do you know about Dr. York?
Really, I've been... As far as, you know, the waffles and everything, I've been studying since, I want to say, like, 99. I'm 32, since I was about, like, 17. I've been really on it, but I've really been on off. I ain't been going this hard. I've really been slipping. But
no, you ain't been slipping. It ain't no damn religion. It ain't like you going to hell.
Yeah, but you know what I had, how far as all, you know, all perception on that right there. But it's just like I've been hitting myself on a lot of stuff, but it's just like I know I'm supposed to be at a certain place the way I ain't at right now. And I ain't talking about just financially, but just mentally, too, really.
Okay, I understand. Well, that's good, then. That's the first thing is knowing where you're supposed to be so you know how to get there.
Right.
Shit. Let me bring in 215 real quick to the L's Holy Tablet Show. Give me a mic check, baby, 215-501.
Mic check. Rahu Bat,
how you doing, Sugar Pie? What's good with you?
I am Catherine Muspidi.
Caffrey, look, man, did you hear me?
Did you hear what I said about your pajamas?
Know what?
Listen to me, what I'm going to say. This is how I dress during the day when I'm home. But at night, I'm in the bus all day, all night, okay, all night long. So, you know, I didn't feel no kind of way. I love what you said. You know, I really did.
Man, I just think it's cute, man. That shit is funny as fuck. Every time I see a nigga wear pajamas, man.
Wait a minute. When you said you laughed, I was like, okay, but if I had a George Clinton shirt on, that's what it really is. You know, a bunch of my flannel pajamas, as you would call them, but it was my best in my bathroom.
Oh, okay. Well, that shit was cute to me. I laugh every time.
Yeah, I love it. I don't know why.
Like I said, man, I laugh. It's just some funny shit.
I'm glad you did good on camera
because that's when I think a nigga should put on pajamas when the camera is rolling.
Hey, look,
if I ain't on no NBC set of some goddamn, you know, whatever the fuck, like if I ain't acting, I don't think I need to be wearing pajamas.
Hey, I'm relaxing. I'm home. You know what I mean? You know, I'm doing what I do.
I understand. That's just so cute, man. I just be like, you know, every time I go to think like I'm going to buy me some pajamas to go wear to bed, it's like I'm in the pajama section or bedtime section, whatever the fuck that shit is called, right. And I just walk away. I'm like, man, this is the most hardest decision to make on what the fuck to wear to bed, and I never buy it. I said, there's no way I can buy this shit. Like,
this to me is like lounge around shit that I wear. When I'm in a house, you know what I
mean?
And that's it. But in bed, nah.
Okay.
It's naked.
I know. Everybody I know wear pajamas.
I sleep to a good body at night. So, except for me. That body warm me like I warm it. So it's all
good. Well, that's what's up.
I like to bring peace and love to everybody because I listen to you every day, beyond a shadow of a doubt. You know, and I love what you bring.
Thank you, Caffrey.
I love what you bring.
It's an honor.
I love what you bring.
Shukran.
Anybody who was Dr. Malakazi York, who I knew as Imam Issa, when I came aboard, hey, I love you. Beyond the shadow of doubt, I showed to you, sister.
It means a lot, man, because it means a lot. And I'm so thankful that I got the brothers on my side, the real niggas in attendance.
Hey, I reach out to you all the time, Don. I ain't going to lie. Black woman is God, sister. Trust me.
So is the black man. So is you.
Hey, I know that. But see, we got to understand. We came from y'all. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. Well, I do. To all.
You're absolutely right. We came for y'all niggas too, man. Y'all got the bag of little tadpoles.
You know it. That's right.
And y'all niggas had the tadpoles and shit.
But the one that reached there is the one that's going to be the prosperous one, as far as I'm concerned, if it's the right one. And you know, so. We all got to think about that.
I understand. I really appreciate love it, Caffrey. Let me bring in Babylon Dawn to the L's Holy Tablet Show. Let's get this shit popping. Babylon, give me a mic check, baby. What's good with you, my dear?
I was just waiting on the show to get popping.
Oh, that shit looked like it already got popping with 6-7-8. Goddamn. Come on, man. Push one, goddamn. This shit got there. Five million round. This is my fine. You know what I'm talking about?
What's up,
Neff? I was going to bring Neff in last because she going to jump off the tablet for us. But let me bring in my boy all the way from Detroit. This better be him, too. No more Detroit niggas. After Nasut, this nigga sealed the door. I'm putting that shit on record. Come on in, Nasut. Give me a mic check. 313-433-4333. Come on in. Going once. Come on, y'all. 313. I'll give you a minute to get your shit together. Come on in, the one and only Nefertiti surviving the game. Let me get a mic check.
Hey, what's good, John?
Hey, honey.
How you doing? I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing my best, man. Anybody missed the Nefertiti Surviving the Game show yesterday, Friday night, man? Behind the Nine Ball, count one. You can download it. Get it on WGAG Radio on blogtalkradio.com or iTunes. It was off the chain.
Enjoy it.
Neff Mama called in all the way from Kakalaki, California. That shit was good. Babylon, what did you think about Neff Mom?
I thought she was a beautiful lady.
And me too. Is a beautiful lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know her age or nothing like that, but, you know, I just pictured her as an older lady. And she very vibrant for an older lady. I mean, the way she talked, the way she was coming off, like, you ain't about to tell me I'm old at all. I like ladies like that.
Man, you should have heard Neff's grandmother then. Neff's grandmother sounds younger than her mother.
Damn.
You do.
That's when you was mad at me, I guess. That's when you said, fuck Don Nicoleon, fuck that bitch. But Neff's mama called in. Neff's grandmother. She sounded like she about 23 years old and shit.
Yeah, grandmother's 79 and 79, and my mother's 58.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, your mama but young. Your mama younger than Doc. Younger than my nigga.
Tony
God 60. Damn.
Tony's 60 though. And I had an older aunt who listened. I mean, older cousin who listened to the show. I guess my mom told her to tune in, and she did. Shit, I had a cousin named Betsy.
How old is your cousin
that
listened to the show last night?
72.
A 72-year-old old lady listened to the damn show last night.
Yes. 72.
That's a good number.
It was off. Yeah, I was off the hook. She's like, baby, I didn't know you was into them kind of things. Yeah, baby, I didn't know you was into them kind of things, you know.
Man, that's
beautiful. You don't go to touch, but, you know, it was a blessing out there.
Say that to her again about church.
She said, I know you was into them kind of things, mental liberation without the church.
Mental liberation without church. Wow. Because it can be done, huh?
Yeah.
That's like saying becoming wealthy without a job.
Absolutely, Don, you know, because these are, you know, she's a Christian woman, and they've been in church for so many years. And so for her to hear one of her younger family members, you know, speak the way we speak and read from what we read, it's kind of mind-blowing for them. You know, some they feel uncomfortable, but she was just like, it was a beautiful thing. You know, she's like, baby, I like how they say baby. So,
baby,
all good. I may start having a lot of older siblings, and not siblings, but family members. There's a family reunion coming this June, and I ain't never been. And so everybody want my family to come out, and so I can meet all these other family members and find them from Oklahoma.
Tell them to book you.
book me,
tell your family to book you and shit, man.
I'm only going this year because it's right next door. I ain't got to travel nowhere. It's like in a couple cities.
I'm going to Iset family reunion.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to Iset family reunion.
Yeah, that's what's up. So I'm going to go. You know, they doing like a big, you know, the family tree, all that stuff. Like my aunt and them put a lot of time into it. So, yeah, I'm roll up this year. But, yeah, so I might have a lot of older people listening. But I just told her, I was like, man, now the expectation bar has been set high. Because, we don't read from every show. You know, so once they start hearing the cussing and everything else, I don't know if it's going to turn them off or not. You know, because these older people. I don't know.
Wow.
But we'll see.
Nah, just be yourself, man. It don't matter, you know?
Right.
Just be yourself. You know, if they don't like it, then they never really liked you. They was lying about the word love and how much they love you. If they don't like you, then they was all pretending.
True.
Yeah, we're family. We're supposed to love all day, every day. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
That's right. Because I post our shows in on my family Facebook. They got, like, a Facebook page and shit, the Eddie family Facebook. So I post our shows in there. So they listen. They listen to some of the shows.
Yeah, well, my family don't. You know, to my, like, the family reunion family. The mother, well, hey, I don't even got a family on Facebook. Y'all my family on Facebook.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, ooh, child, I was, that bitch ain't never changed. That's what they would have said. This bitch ain't never changed. Good God, she's disgusting.
Yeah, I tell you this. I tell you this, Don, y'all, you know, that book, it sparked something in my mom because she called me again today and just kept talking about last night's show, and she was like,
Behind the Nine Ball. You talking about that
book?
Let's be specific.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's why they said read that shit. I'm glad you jumped in on my show earlier at 12 o'clock, that show. It said, Don, read that shit on Friday, later on tonight. Yeah, that was a reason. That means it was meant for your mother.
Yeah.
Her family. What'd she say?
She's just like, you know, the mind, because once again, it was about the having the being capped, you know, the forces and how we lost our ability to reason and know right from wrong. And
she was able to spit that shit back at you.
Right, and especially the
I think that was the help of the help from Fireliners that drove it back home. I think it was Fireliners that actually drove it home for us.
No doubt.
She stayed on that for a minute, huh?
She did. Fireliners did. She's like, how do we fall? You know, how do, you know? And especially when we start talking about the excessive indulgence of niggas that come, that's the fall of them. Sex, alcohol, all that. It just, it hit her, you know? It hit her.
Wow.
Like, tune in. I told her that you're going to be reading on your show. You know, finishing the book off, so she'll be tuned in to the Donna Coleon show. So that's good. I'm glad she will.
She don't like that.
Get the rest out of her.
She
yeah.
don't like that. Hey, Babylon, Miss Portia said, I'm talking to your coworker.
Oh yeah, I heard that. That was cute.
She said, I'm asking your coworker, is she an atheist?
Coworker.
That shit was so cute, man. It was so innocent. It was so innocent.
You said no, your coworker.
Your damn coworker. All right, man. Y'all ready to get this thing popping?
All right. Yeah.
Let's run it.
All right. Here you go. Tablet 53: The Fall of the Anunnaki and the Demoralization of Adamites.
Chapter 11, Tablet 53. I'm with you. I got it.
Yep. Page 1057 of the third edition of the Holy Tablet. All right, here we go. Lo, and again, I saw the mind's eye as I slept, and as I saw the heaven above, and behold, a star fell from heaven. And I arose, ate and pastured amongst those oxen. And after that, I saw the large and the black oxen. And behold, they all changed their stalls and pastures and their cattle, and began to live with each other. And God of the whole world, and I saw in the vision and looked toward the heaven. And behold, I saw many stars descend and cast themselves down from heaven to that first star. And they became bulls amongst those cattle, and pastored with them. And I looked at them and saw, and behold, you let out their privy members like horses and began to cover the cows of the oxen. And they all became pregnant and bare elephants, camels, and asses. And all the oxen feared them and were affrighted and began to bite with their teeth and to devour and to gore with their horns. And they began, moreover, to devour those oxen. And behold, all the children of Tiamat began to tremble and quake before them and to flee from them. Okay. Tablet 54, The Punishment of the Fallen Anunnaki by the Archangel, Arch, Anunnaki, Elohim. Lo, and I saw one of those four who had come forth first, and he seized that first star from the heaven, and beyond it hand and foot, and cast into the abyss.
And bounded now.
Bounded hand and foot, and cast it into the abyss. Now that abyss was narrow and deep and horrible and dark. And of them drew a sword and gave it to those elephants and camels and asses. Then they began to smite each other, and the whole earth quaked because of them. And as I was moving in the vision, lo, one of the four who had come forth stoned from heaven and gathered and took all the great stars whose privy members were like those of horses and bound them all hand and foot and cast them into the abyss of Tiamat, the deluge and the deliverance of Noah. And one of those four went, and one of those fours went to that white bull and instructed him in a secret without his being terrified. He was born a bull and became a man and built for himself a great vessel and dwelt thereon. And three bulls dwelt with him in that vessel, and they were covered in. And again, I raised mine's eye toward heaven and saw a lofty roof with seven waters torrents thereon. And those torrents flowed with much water into the enclosure. And I saw again, and behold, fountains were opened on the surface of the great enclosure. And that water began to swell and ripen upon the surface. And I saw the enclosure till all its surface was covered with water. And the water, the darkness, and mist increased upon it. And as I looked at the height to the water, that water had risen above the height of the enclosure and was streaming over the enclosure, and it stood upon Tiamat. And all the cattle of that enclosure were gathered together until I saw how they sank. And we all swole up and perished in that water with all the oxen, the elephants, and the camels and asses sank to the bottom with all the animals, so that I could no longer see them, and they were not able to escape. Perished and sank into the depths. And again I saw in the vision till those water torrents were removed from the high roof, and the chasms of Tiamat were leveled up with other abysses were open. Then the water began to run down into the till Tiamat became visible. But that vessel settled on Tiamat, and the darkness retired, and light appeared. But that white bull, which had became a man, came out of that vessel, and that bull, and those bulls with them, and one of those three were white like that bull, or one of them was used as blood, and one black. And that white bull departed from them. What is this the story of? This is Noah's, is that the flood, Don?
Yes, that's the flood. And this is Adapha explaining about what he saw, looking down or looking out, depending on where he was in the heavens, regarding the flood of Noah and what took place. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
I just want to say one thing, Neff, before you move on, that a lot of people in the air about whether the flood is real or not, but not only is it recorded by Adapha Enoch, but it's also recorded by the Sumerians. So there's two recordings of the flood and that it took place for those who speculate about whether it's real or not.
Right. Got you.
Well, any dumbass that don't believe a flood is stupid.
Right.
That's just common sense that floods would take out, you know what I'm saying, miles and miles of something and kill everything in it, with the exception of the fish. But let's go. Right. Like, come on, we on the planet Earth. We floods all day, every day going on. So that's stupid.
That was basically one of the debates.
But I think the part of the flood that they don't believe is that some, you know, an ark appeared to, you know, protect those that it needed to protect. And we know that tends to be true. Because a lot of people are protected from floods and hurricanes and tsunamis and all that other type of shit. So anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
True. White folks still looking for that art. They looking for that vessel still. Here we go. All right, here we go. Tablet 54, from the death of Noah to the Exodus. Lo, and they began to bring
forth. 55 now. It's tablet 55. Yeah.
Did I say 54? Excuse me. Tablet 55, from the death of Noah to the Exodus. Lo, and they began to bring forth beasts of the field and birds, so that there arose different generations, lions, tigers, wolves, dogs, hyenas, wild boars, foxes, squirrels, swine, falcons, vultures, kites, eagles, and raven, and among them was born a white bull, and they began to bathe one another. But that white bull which was born amongst them begat as a wild ass, and a white bull with it, and the wild asses multiplied. But that bull which was born...
Now, wild asses are donkeys, right?
Right, but, That's what I know an ass would be. Is a donkey.
Okay.
But, you know, Ishmael was it was predicted that he would be a wild ass of a man. Hagar's son.
Yeah, I know.
Remember in the Bible? Yeah, okay. I figured you would. They said that he'll roam the land and be a wild ass of a man among his brothers.
Okay. Number 9, but that bull which was born from him begat a wild boar and a white sheep. And the former begat many boars, but the sheep begat 12. They gave up one of them to the asses. And those asses again gave up the sheep to the wolves.
So the sheep and the ass ended up wolves.
That's how they made wolves.
Okay.
And the sheep grew up among the wolves. Yeah. And the sheep grew up amongst the wolves. And the ruler brought the 11 sheep to live with it among the wolves.
Behold, I send you out as sheep amongst wolves. I get it.
Wolves.
Let's go.
Right. And they multiplied and became many flocks of sheep. And the wolves began to feed them. And they oppressed them until they destroyed their little ones. And they cast their young into a river of much water. But those sheep which had been saved from the wolves fled and escaped to the wild asses. And to complain unto their little ones. And they cast their young into a river of much water. But those sheep began to cry aloud. One account of their little on account of their little ones, and to complain unto the Adonai. And a sheep which had been saved from the wolves fled and escaped to the wild asses. And I saw the sheep how they lamented and cried, and besought their Adonai with all their might, till Adonai of the sheep descended at the voice other sheep from a lofty abode, and came to them and pastured them. And he called that sheep which had escaped the wolves and spake with it concerning the wolves, that it should admonish them and not to touch the sheep. And the sheep went into the wolves according to the word of the Adonai. Another sheep met it and went with it. And the two went and entered together into the assembly of those wolves, and admonished them
not to touch the sheep from henceforth. And thereupon I saw the wolves, and how they oppressed the sheep exceedingly with their power. And the sheep cried aloud. And the Adonai came to the sheep, and they began to smite those wolves. And the Adonai came to the sheep, and they began to smite those wolves. And the wolves began to make lamentation. But the sheep became quiet, and forthwith caused ceased to cry out. And I saw the sheep, the wolves, but the eyes of the wolves were blinded. And those wolves departed in the pursuit of the sheep for all their power. And the master of the sheep went with them as their leader, and all his sheep followed him. And his face was dazzled and glorious and terrified to behold. But the wolves began to pursue those sheep till they reached a yamum of water. And the yamum was divided, and the water stood on the side that before their face and the wolves. Wait, let me say that again. Number 46. And the water stood on his side on that before their face and the wolves. And those wolves did not yet see the sheep, proceeded into the midst of the yamum. And the wolves followed the sheep and ran after them into the yamum. And when they saw the master of the sheep, they turned to flee before his face. But the sea gathered in itself together and became as it had been created. And the water swelled and rose till it covered those wolves. And I saw till all the wolves who pursued those sheep perished and were drowned. Anything before I go?
Girl, you better read that last little part.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is how it was recorded, and this is how it would be.
PN. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to read that, baby.
Yes.
This is how it was recorded, and this is how it will be.
All right,
we're moving into chapter 12, man. Y'all ready to get into it? Lahu,
yes.
Shil, Anzu. That's basically the tablet of Anzu. I'll take it over. Give you a break.
Okay.
I know you're booted. You're pregnant. All that extra shit going on. Good read. Thank you, Neff, so much, man.
No problem.
Before we get into chapter 12, man, I'm going to give a special shout-out to all my niggas that's in attendance today. Get real. My fairy godmother's in the building. How you doing? The black Hebrew Israelite also is in the building. What's good with you, B-H-I? Special shout out to all the guests tuning in. I beat it, I am. Queen Vita, White House correspondent, in the building. Also, my man live in tennis, Trinity Storm, is in the building. What's good, Trinity? Special shout out also to my man 25212 is also in the building. We about to flip this shit over to the after party, 24-hour in there at the chat room. This is what we do at the Don DeColeon after party. Special shout-out to my man Vortex Surfers in the building. What's good with you, Vortex? Also, my man Jay Illers in the building, and Jason J2000. What's good with you, Jason? Smart Rod Neb Jari is in the building. What's good with you, Smart? Special shout-out to my girl, Divine Mothers, 50 and retired, is in the building. Self-guided, Sakim Ra, it is the God. Special shout-out also to my girl, Solar Flare, is Nanya's in the building, man. Also, J1, my man, Mushmouse, Big Jake, yeah. And y'all already heard for the first time on the Don DeColeon Show, my man, Kafri Moose Petty, is also in the building. What's good with you? And everybody on the call lines, man, I hope y'all are safe, bundled up, and all that out of the, you know, that type of stuff. It is Saturday night. All right, let's get to it, man. Chapter 12, Lahu, Shil, Anzu, that's the tablet of Anzu, begin our acts and thinking by using El Kalum, the All Kalum. Tablet 1, we at Tablet 1, everybody there? Yep, Tablet 1, Chapter 12, Tablet of Anzu.
Yes.
We about to get to it. That's on page 1061 in the third edition of the El's Holy Tablet that's running.
You didn't kick me off for reading, did you? You didn't kick me off for reading, did you?
No, girl, stop.
I just played. Come on, let's go. I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Tablet 1. Go use the bathroom or something. Tablet 1.
Okay.
Get your butt up. You know you got that thing going on with you.
Okay.
First of all, how you been? How was the whole, you know, you been better? You sound like you got energy. Too much.
I did a lot. A lot of rest today.
Huh?
Okay. I got a lot of rest today. I really, really did. It felt good. And my children was like they knew just to leave me alone. They were. I'm so proud of them. They just didn't bother me today. So yeah, that was necessary. I got a lot of energy. Let's go.
All right, let's go. All right, Kalum, tablet one, tablet of Anzu, low. I will sing about the superb son of the ruler of populated lands, the beloved of Mammy, the powerful Elohim Enlil, known as Nunanir, son. I will praise superb Naya Ninurta, beloved of Mammy, the son of the powerful Elohim Naya Enlil, son. Ikor's child, leader of the Anunnaki, focus of Eninu, who water cattle pens, irrigated gardens, ponds, lakes, and streams, in country and town. Flood, wave of battles, he who darkens the sash, warrior. The fiercest Galu demons, though tireless, fear his attack. Listen to the praise of the powerful one's strength, who subdued, who bound the mountain of stones in his fury, who conquered soaring Anzu, who is Zuin, with his weapon. The powerful one who is quick to form a battle array. Until now, no dais hath been created for the Igigi. No dais. The Igigi would assemble for their Enlil power. Rivers were formed, the Igdalat, Tigris, the Feratu, Euphrates. But springs were sprouting forth as if had not yet sent their water to the land. Seas were dry. Clouds were still far away on the horizon before rain. All the Igigi gathered to Enlil, their father, warrior of the Anunnaki. They, his sons, brought a report. Pay attention to the reliable words on Hihi, Hihi, a wooded mountain of leaves in the lap of the assembly of the Anunnaki gathered. Disagreeable beings of Apsu have given birth to Anzu, Zuin now. His beak is a saw that cuts deep, which the 11 coats of mail cannot stop. The mountains of wood at his shout all tremble at the powerful four winds of Meldek. The mass destruction, whirlwinds attack. They met and engaged in battle. The four winds of Meldek, father of the Elohim, Duranki's Elohim, looked at him. But he kept his thoughts to himself. He studied Anzu closely. And he is evil. He considered with deep thought, who gave birth to Anzu? Why is this happening? Ea answered. His heart was searching. The far-sighted one addressed his words to Enlil. Surely water of the spate begot Anzu. Holy water of the demons of Apsu. Broad earth conceived him, and he was born from mountain rocks, a true reptilian. You have looked at Anzu himself. He is evil. Let him serve thou and never cease. In the hall, let him bar the way to the innermost chamber forever. These were the words spoken to him. He, Enlil, took a coat center in hand and administered the orders of all the Anunnaki. He made an extra degree of faith, and Anzu administered, covered it. Enlil appointed him to the entrance of the chamber which he had perfected. He would bathe in holy water in his presence. His eyes would gaze at the trappings of Enlil's power. His royal crown, his robe of divinity, the tablet of destinies in his hands. Anzu gazed. engaged at Duranke's Elohim, father of the Elohim. And he fixed his purpose to usurp the Enlil's power. I shall take the deities, tablet of destinies, for myself, and control the orders for all of the Anunnaki, and shall possess the throne and be the master of rites. I shall direct everyone of the Igigi. He plotted opposition in his heart. And at the chamber's entrance, from which he often gazed, he waited for the start of the day. While Enlil was bathing in the holy water, stripped and with his crown laid down on the throne, he gained the tablet of destinies for himself, took away the Enlil's power, rites were abandoned. And Zu flew off and went into hiding. Radiance faded from Enlil. Silence reigned. Father Enlil, their counselor, was dumbstruck, for he was stripped the chamber, for he had stripped the chamber of his radiance. The Anunnaki of the land searched high and low for a solution. Anu made his voice heard and spoke. He addressed the Anunnaki, his sons. Whichever Anunnaki slays Anzu will make our name great in all populated lands. They called the canal controller Anu's son. The decision maker spoke to him. Powerful Baal Adad, ferocious Baal Adad, your attack cannot be defeated. Strike Anzu with lightning, your weapon. Your name shall be great in the great hall of the Anunnaki's assembly. You should have no rival among the Anunnaki, your brothers. Then surely the shrines shall be created. Establish your cult centers all over the four quarters. Your cult centers shall enter Ekor. Show prowess to the Anunnaki, and your name shall be powerful. Baal Adad answered the speech. Enlil's addressed his words to Anu, his father. Father, who could rush off to the inaccessible mountain? Which of the Anunnaki, your sons, will be Anzu's conqueror? For he has gained the tablet of destiny for himself, has taken away the Enlil power, the rites are abandoned. Anzu ran off and went into hiding. His utterance has replaced that of Duranke's Elo. He has only to command, and whoever he curses will turn into clay. At his utterance, the Yahwehs trembled. He turned away, saying he would not make the expedition. Now, Neff, we're clear that this is actually how the Tablets of Destiny was stolen, okay?
Stolen, right.
And this is one of the reasons why Nakash was able to know when would be a time to intercept Kakael, who is known as God or the Lord in Genesis, that was to watch over Adam and Eve to get them to have sex at a time to, you know, to intercept their plan, because the Tablet of Destiny is, you know, it speaks for itself. So this is how Zuin was able to steal the Tablet of Destiny first. So if y'all following this story correctly, it's just basically showing you how Zuin gets the tablets and able to interfere. There is a Christian song, if I may, one of my favorites. It's called, I think it's called I Believe. I forgot one. I know there's some Christian bitches in this motherfucker that listen to gospel today. But y'all know who the fuck I'm talking about when that nigga say, I believe what, you know what I'm talking about? But anyway, but he say some shit like the devil has literally peeped into your future and seen or know what God has got for you. So that's that saying that goes into the Tablet of Destiny when Zuin has the ability to tap into your future or look into your future and see what the Elohims or the Elohim or the Anunnaki has for you and do their best to intercept it. Now, intercept it how? Because, of course, this motherfucker is not wearing a goddamn tail and a horn and a pitchfork in your life. They come in the form of friends, family, strangers and all that other type of shit to intercept what is about to come for you. This story is talking about how Zuin, also known as Anzu, was able to take the Tablets of Destiny. And it starts off in the Garden of Eden, how he was able to interrupt what the Elohim or the Anunnakis had planned for Nekabah and Zakkai. I just wanted to say that.
Right.
So y'all can get the story, huh?
And he goes by many, many names, too. I mean, like, that's Shakar and Bliss, right?
Right, but stay with me, though. But this is the beginning. Okay. His name doesn't change. His name is actually Anzu. Until he started to do what he do, then name changes. Remember, you get another name based off of an action.
Gotcha.
So now he now becomes Zuin, in a sense. Well, he don't become, he's Anzu that took the tablets, but he becomes Zuin when he starts to, you know, do what he do.
Okay.
So I forgot what Zuin means. We got to ask Babylon. I can't remember.
Okay.
What does Zuin mean?
Hmm.
Babylon.
Because I'm looking in Breaking the Spell, because that story is given in the beginning of Breaking the Spell, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, okay. Y'all ready? A matter of fact, what verse are we at?
We are
because and Leah was supposed to watch the keep be the keeper of the whatever that shit called the tablets of destiny.
Of destiny.
But this nigga was taking a bath, washing his ass. That's how they was able to take it. He was able to take it from bath time.
Right.
From this motherfucker.
What
verse are we at now?
101. 101. Turn top of the page.
101.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
verse
shit, I turned the page. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Okay, here we go. Thank you, Neff. They called Gera Anunitu's son. The decision maker spoke to him. Powerful Gera, ferocious Gera, your attack cannot be deflected. Burn the house of Anzu down with the fire of your weapon. Your name shall be great in the great Anunnaki's assembly. You shall have no rival among the Anunnaki, your brothers. Then surely shall the shrines be created. You shall establish your cult centers all over the four quarters. Your cult centers shall enter Ikor. Show prowess to the Anunnaki, and your name shall be powerful. The Anunnaki fell silent and despaired of the advice. The Igigi grew despondent where they sat troubled. The ruler of intelligence, the wise one who dwells in the Apsu, forms an idea in the depths of his being. Enki formed intelligence in his heart. He told Anu what he was thinking in his innermost being. Let me give orders and search among the Anunnaki and pick from the assembly Anzu's conqueror. Basically, everybody is failing right now, as y'all can tell. Every time they appoint somebody to come whoop Anzu ass or find this motherfucker, they'll fail at it. So now Enki is like, yo, let me just find a motherfucker because, yo, this shit ain't working.
And that's
so he said,
brother,
let me say, and pick from the assembly Anzu's conqueror. I myself shall search among the Anunnaki and pick from the assembly Anzu's conqueror. The Igigi listened to this speech of his. The Igigi were freed from anxiety and humbled themselves. The far-sighted one made his voice heard and spoke, addressed his words to Anu and Dagon. Have them call for me Bilet, Bilet Ili. That's the sister of Merdaneth,
okay.
Bilet Ili, if I'm not mistaken.
Bilet,
okay. Sister of the Anunnaki. That's the one that converted Merduk into agreeable. Everybody, who was also known as Michael and Melchizedek as well. But, yeah, that's his sister. So have them call for me, Bilet, also the keeper of the purse, brothers, the Brock, motherfucker. Have them call for me, Bilet Ili, sister of the Anunnaki, wise counselor of the Anunnaki, her brothers. Have them announce her supremacy in the assembly. Have the Anunnaki honor her in their assembly. I shall then tell her the idea which is in my heart. They call Bilet Ili, sister of the Anunnaki, to him. Wise counselor of the Anunnaki, her brothers. They announce her supremacy in the assembly. The Anunnaki honored her in their assembly. Then Inky told the idea in the depths of his innermost being. He confided in her. He opened up. This is some good shit only to her.
Right.
Some good shit. Then Inky told the idea in the depths of his innermost being. Previously we used to call you Mammy, but now your name shall be Mistress of all Anunnaki. Damn. Hmm. Previously we used to call you Mammy, but now your name shall be Mistress of all Anunnaki. Offer the powerful one, your superb beloved, broad of chest, who forms the battle array. Give Ninurta, your superb beloved, broad of chest, who forms the battle array. Then shall his name be ruler in the great Anunnaki assembly. Let him show prowess to the Anunnaki, that his name may be powerful. Let his name be made great in all populated lands, his culture center. Ruler Enlil, Mammy listened to this speech of his. Inky and Belet Ili, the supreme, they call her, uttered, yes, I agree. This is some good shit, ain't it?
Yeah, the supreme.
Had to holler at her and then had to gave her title, the supreme. To where your little bitch ass at? The supreme, baby.
Hey, John, the name Anzu or Zuin means master or ruler of animals.
Thank you, Babylon.
Mm. Of animals. Okay, we know who
he actually looked like one too, though.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the zoo.
What verse am I at?
You on verse?
The zoo. 41, thank 40. You. That's where they get zoo from. Anzu and Zuin. Same one. Zuin. Thank you, Babylon.
Wow.
What
verse am I at? 144.
Okay, 144. Let me go back to 40. Ruler Enlil, Mammy, listened to this speech of his. Inky and Belet Ili, the supreme, uttered, yes, I agree. So they both agreed. The Anunnaki of the land, because mind you, it's all Enlil's fault.
Right.
Yeah.
And Inky is the brother, right?
Inky is the brother. Yeah, but Inky is the son of his mother's reptilian and his father is Anu. Enlil is full Anunnaki. His father is, Riskian, and his mother's a Riskian.
Right.
But your boy Enlil is reptilian and Anunnaki.
Son of Anu and Antun.
Yes. Okay. The Anunnaki of the land of Kadesh were glad at her utterance. The Igigi, that means they needed her to make this shit possible. They tried everything and decided, now this is some typical shit, and I hate to fucking compare this to real fucking life, but it seemed like as above, so motherfucking below. But don't a nigga, well, goddamn it, look all over, will search far and wide to try to try, and then we'll come and consult a bitch. After he done failed so many times, like, fuck it. We got the fucking you goddamn Belet on this shit. This some bullshit. We keep fucking losing, because if you go back to the beginning of this motherfucking, what up, Craze? You know the fuck I'm talking about, right? You go back to the beginning of this goddamn story when that tablet was taken. They appointed all these other motherfuckers to try to get that shit from him and failed. And then now the Igigi is stressed the fuck out. Do you know who the fuck the Igigi is? The Igigi? Now they don't stress the Igigi out. The rulers of the thrones. God damn it, the Igigi's like, y'all better fucking do something. We about to lose our goddamn mind. What happened? Inky jumped in and was like, hey, the only motherfucker I know that can make this shit happen is Belet.
Mm.
Sure did. And the Igigi said what? What did he say? That the Igigi were no longer stressed. There was no
they
longer
lost
worry.
Their anxiety.
They said, now that makes fucking sense. Call the Supreme. Go get her. And when you get her, you make sure you honor her. You make sure you assemble all the damn Anunnakis to bow down to her. Show her some goddamn respect. You heard all my dog I got to do the Holy Tablets, goddamn it. This is the only reason why this shit got to be made clear. Goddamn it, these are all men in the very beginning. Enlil, All of them. All males.
Right.
Say, call that bitch. And her brothers need to bow down to her.
Mm.
Get this chick going. Because ain't no way we can do it without her. That's a beautiful thing,
okay.
Ain't it? They could have knocked that shit out in one goddamn, in one step just by bringing her in the very beginning. All right, here we go. They said, we need your permission, too, by the way.
Yep. He said, yes.
She said, all right, I agree. Fuck you niggas. I know it was more than that. Like, why the fuck y'all just now calling me? You know how many dead fucking warriors we got now because you motherfuckers? Why y'all just not calling me? You know what I mean? Motherfuckers died trying to get this shit from Anzu, you dumb fucks. Stupid motherfuckers should have called me when the shit first happened. When that son of a bitch first took the tablet from your naked ass in the water and lived. Taking a fucking bubble bath, nigga. The fuck is this shit?
Taking a bubble bath.
Nigga taking a fucking cow gun bath and shit. Supposed to be watching the fucking Tablets of Destiny. Anyway. What verse are we here?
145,
goddammit. All right, so now the Igigi were free from anxiety and humbled themselves because now she's here. She called her son now. She called her son into the Anunnaki's assembly and instructed her favorite, saying to him, in the presence of Anu and Dagon, they announced the course of their rites in the assembly. I gave birth to all the Elohim. I created every single one of you motherfuckers. And I created the Anunnaki's assembly, you motherfucker. I name it. Assign rulership of the Enlil power to my brother, designated the rulership of heaven for Anu. Rewind. Let's do it again. Should we rewind it again? I got to pee.
Yes, that's not real shit right there, though. What you
hell
just
yeah,
read.
Goddamn Babylon.
That's our secret right now.
I got to pee. This is so good. I ain't even think it good. You got to pee.
I'm gonna ride it
all the way to the end because then we'll get in tablet two, the Anzu two. Okay, I'm gonna ride it all the way out. Let go back. Let rewind it. Everybody push your remote control button. Rewind this bitch. Go back to 146.
I see her face.
Go,
in her neck,
yeah, she's pretty.
I created all you.
God, they had to call her in. Like, what the fuck? Okay, 146. Y'all ready? I'm gonna knock this shit out.
Yeah.
She called her son into the Anunnaki's assembly and instructed her favorite, saying to him, in the presence of Anu and Dagon, they announced the course of their rites in the assembly. I gave birth to all the Elohim. I created every single one of the Anunnaki, and I created the Anunnaki's assembly. I, Mammy, assigned rulership of the Enlil power to my brother, designated the rulership of heaven for Anu. Anzu has disrupted the rulership that I designated. That's why they didn't want to bring it to her. Because that's why they want, that was the last resort. They was trying to clean it up themselves. Her children, the Anunnakis. They
wanted
to fix that shit. They were trying to fix that shit first without having to call her. She's pissed. She's pissed.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, they were trying to clean it up. Okay, y'all get 2 points for trying to clean that shit up before she find out about it. Y'all get about 2 points for that. Yeah, what's good with you, Trinity? How you doing? Yeah. I get it now. I get it. All right, 149. I, Mammy, assigned rulership of the Enlil power to my brother, designated the rulership of heaven for Anu. Anzu has disrupted the rulership that I designated. He has obtained for himself the tablet of destiny. He has robbed Enlil. He rejected your father, told the rights, and turned them to his own use. Make this a path. Fix the hour. This bitch say, fix the hour. Fix it. I know she was cussing. She don't play. This bitch didn't speak English.
Right.
She wasn't goddamn nice. I just want to tell you. She wasn't a pandering woman. She wasn't soft-spoken. Soft-spoken bitches don't get no respect anyway. So you know that bitch was going in. She was like,
that's
fix
right.
this shit. You got 1 hour to fix it. That's what she said. Fix the hour.
Ooh.
You got 1 hour, motherfucker. God, I love Vlad Illy. Yeah, she a bad bitch. God damn it. All right, anyway.
She's talking a lot of shit.
We going in the tablet, too, but I'm going to take a piss break. We all going to play some music, or y'all going to talk about what the fuck we just read?
Okay.
We'll talk
on. Let's talk, Bab. Babylon.
What's up, man? Hey, what's up, Neff? Shit.
What's going on?
I ain't have my book in front of me. Was it anything that you thought was interesting, Neff?
No, I mean, shit, all that right there was self-explanatory right there. It just painted a hell of a picture, you know? They allowed this motherfucker to take the book of dust, the tablets of destiny. And so, I mean, it was self-explanatory. She came in tearing wrecking shop. Just tearing up shop.
Y'all
got to get this shit together.
Yeah.
You know, when in doubt, you go get the, when everything is been fucked up, it's like you go get the cleaner. You know what I mean? Like the, you know, like the fixer. You know what I'm saying? So they had to call her and get this done because they was at wit's end. What are we going to fucking do? What are we going to do? How are we going to get to Zuin? So it's like when all else fails, you go to your last ace in the hole. She's the ace in the hole. And basically told them some shit like, you know, it's like she did. She talked to her children. She said, let me tell you something that I tell my son all the time when he's fucking up. So, yeah, I like that. I mean, this is a
but did you see how she the real ruler of heaven?
Yeah. Absolutely.
She appointed Enlil. So the authority was given to the woman because she designated Enlil.
Right.
Basically, he was fucking up a position that she gave him, so she was responsible for going to clean up his mess because it was her choice to appoint him.
Absolutely. Had to go get his brother to go to the other Anunnaki. This is what we got to do. That's when Enki came in. He's like, shit, this is what we got to do, fellas. You can see them all probably sitting at the round table. It's like, look, man, what we going to do here? Go call Mammy. I got to go get Mammy because this is out of hand.
What
else? This is good, man.
After reading all this, though.
I'm stacked. Bring in 313 real quick. 313-433. Did you want your mic open?
Yeah, peace. No, I'm just listening in.
This you not said.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, it's good to hear your voice.
Indeed, peace, everybody on the line. Peace.
Okay, so you didn't want your mic open or you wanted it open? You're just going to mute your background?
Yeah, I'll mute my background.
Okay, cool. It's good to hear your voice.
All right, peace.
All right, y'all ready? I'm forward.
I got one thing I want to be clear of. Give me the, what is it that the Igigi do again? Was it just the title?
What now?
The Igigi.
What about
them? I want to know what it is. What is that? What do they represent? Are they just?
They one level
the
of being.
The Igigis are higher than the Anunnakis. Okay.
Got
I'm
it.
Sorry, Babylon.
Got
you was about to explain it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Anyway, let's do it this way. You ever seen? Damn, what's the one that we always talk about? Okay, let's do it this way. You seen your, like in the damn Neo shit. And how there was a whole council and all them motherfuckers in the assembly, right? You seen the Matrix,
uh-huh.
right? And okay,
oh, yeah.
So you got those that's in the audience, then you got those that's at the table.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's just say those are the Igigis.
Okay.
They're higher than the Anunnakis
okay.
in command.
Yeah.
That's why they were worried. Like, y'all better,
yeah,
y'all got to fix this shit. So let's say that the Anunnakis were the ones that's in the assembly. If you picture the Matrix where they all had to sit down and talk and discuss in Zion, or in that
uh-huh.
movie that Fireliners love to talk about, I think it was the Green Lantern when they had to sit with the assembly there too in the council. Yeah.
Right.
But so that's the, your Igigis. They're a step higher, but but the Igigis are very powerful. Now mind you, they can do the same thing that the Anunnakis can do. And that is or the Allahum can do. And that is, you know, they can go behind hydrogen. They can go up through the ethers. They can come down. They can get in your chest, and you will never even know they exist. They can actually go. They can vibrate very small, or they can turn themselves into like a flicker of light and rest into your being.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. That's how small they are. They can actually get inside your body.
Got it.
That's
okay.
How they can. That they can do a little bit more than what the physical or the Anunnakis can do.
Like I said, they goofy. Because
that's what
Bondi.
Makes them over the Anunnakis in a sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let me bring in 661. Your mic is open. Can I get a mic check?
Hotep, hotep, everyone.
Hey, baby.
Newbie.
And like, then you have the thrones, too, Neff. What's good with you, newbie? Then you have the thrones.
Doing my best. How's everyone
What's
doing
What's good,
tonight?
Newbie?
What's up, newbie?
All right.
Because I'm looking at a 111 and 112. It was like the Anunnaki fell silent, but the Igigi group responded. So they was more shook than the Anunnaki. The Anunnaki was sitting there probably with looks on their face like, what the fuck? And then the Igigi was despondent. That means they was like seriously shook. Like
yeah.
They was shook by this whole shit.
Because they fucking up the plan. They fucking up, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, this is real shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, if look at the Anunnaki. Does the Anunnaki really give a fuck would they really try harder to get that Tablet of Destiny back from Zuin? They weren't even the ones that basically planned the whole thing.
Right.
You understand? This is a new situation. This is a new shit. So it ain't like, you know, it's not planned by the Anunnakis. It's just enforced by the Anunnakis. They are to enforce what Anu's plan is. They have no choice. But they can't, it's very difficult for them to find more of a, I guess, of a drive to, you know, get this shit back. Because, mind you, they're dealing with Enlil's power. So the majority of the Anunnakis ain't even, you know what I'm saying, it doesn't float their boat one way or the other.
Because
we're dealing with, and Enlil's power was taken. So this is basically for Enlil. Enlil got to figure out what the fuck he's going to do now. The other Anunnakis is just assembled, and then the Igigi is at the head of the table, and they have the audience saying, what the fuck y'all going to do about this shit?
I see it. Okay. You painted a good picture for me.
Yeah,
okay.
So you understand? Because this is something, not just that Enlil's power was taken, because that showed the power of destiny with the tablets. But the other Anunnaki is like, what should we do? So you can imagine them saying, y'all better get y'all ass up, and y'all better send some warriors down there. Y'all better find that motherfucker. That's what the fuck y'all need to do. You know what I'm saying? Why y'all sitting here in my goddamn face? We stressed in the motherfucker.
Right.
We need to get that shit. Because, mind you, Anu is appointed caretaker over all at this time, the seventh Anu, Enki and Enlil's daddy. So it's like they're gonna fuck up their plans, what they have on risk, to save risk for right now. There's a whole bunch of other extra shit going on in this. And I think they mentioned Meldak is involved.
They did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a lot to this shit. But the Anunnakis, mind you, they just you might as well call them, groupies of fucking Tupac or something. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, just some niggas with them, like them niggas on that verse I played. I hate listening to them niggas who rap with Tupac. So they like, you know, they so take that nigga and he and Leah and them niggas, whatever.
Right.
So, you know,
they
got to figure out what the fuck they going to do. And Giggies is not, they not bullshitting with this shit.
Right, cut off
they
the
know
head
that,
and the rest
they
of
know that
the
tablets of destiny is bigger than the Anunnakis. What is in that book could change everything. Could take Anu down. It could take Michael down. It's not just with Cadman and Eve and all what they have for their generations to come.
Yes.
It could shake the very throne of Anu.
Anu.
If it's in the wrong hands. And he could be overthrown.
Mm.
Do you understand? Because we're dealing with the tablets of destiny here.
That's right.
That's why the Igigis is worried, and it also threatens their position as well. You know what I'm saying? It fucks up their position. If that motherfucker, they don't get that goddamn book back.
Yeah, I was going to add that the word Nef Igigi means those who stayed in the skies.
Okay. Those who stayed in the sky.
Okay, y'all ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's get into tablet two. I want to finish this story before the show goes out. Because I think, we'll finish it. Ain't but two more pages. See what happens. Because now she's about to send her warrior. Lo, tablet two, Anzu two, y'all, 1065 is the page, and I'm on the third edition of the El's Holy Tablet. Lo. Make a path, fix the hour. Let light set out for the Anunnaki whom I created. Muster your devastating battle force. Make your evil winds flash as they march over him. Capture soaring Anzu and inundated. Yeah. What's the word?
Inundated.
Inundated. Doc, how you know? You ain't even got the book in your face. How you know, Doc? He's so smart. He's so smart. Inundated. Okay, let me rewind it.
Inundated.
I apologize.
Correct.
Thank you, my Latin scholar. My nigga in the back. Oh, motherfucker, rocking in the chair. Okay. What verse are we at? Five.
You want me to take over, Doc?
Capture. So hell no. Hell no. You don't take over while I'm driving, motherfucker. When we stop at the gas station, nigga, when I get my cigarettes and my fucking Slurpee, nigga, then you can fucking take over. The fuck is this shit? That's like we already on the fucking highway. Who pulls over on the medium?
Hold on.
Don't start no shit, newbie. I'm telling you now, don't start no fucking shit. It's too fucking early. Just give me the damn word again. How to pronounce that shit.
Inundated.
Inundated. Thank you. Capture soaring Anzu and inundated the earth, which I create. And mind you, this is a woman speaking now. Why you want to take over? Why you want to take over? This is a woman's part right here. Answer question, newbie.
And there was silence in the heavens.
Yeah. Okay. Let's stay focused. This bitch about to set it off right here. Six. Let terror thunder above him. Let fear of Anzu, your battle force, shake inside of him. Make the devastating whirlwind rise up against him. Set your arrow in the bow. Coat it with poison. Your form must keep changing like a Galu demon. This is incredible. She's telling her warrior, you know, who she's appointing, isn't she not? Telling her warrior. His form needs to keep changing like a fucking Galu demon. You got to keep changing on this motherfucker. Keep shape-shifting on this son of a bitch. This is incredible.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. Send out a fog so that he cannot recognize your features. May your rays proceed above him. Make a high attacking leap. Have glare more powerful than Shemesh generates. Woo! This bitch said have a glare more powerful than the goddamn sun generates. She is putting it out there so fucking hard, yo. This is how you do it. She's giving instructions. May broad daylight turn to darkness for him. Seize him by the fucking throat. Conquer this motherfucker and let the winds bring his feathers as good news. to Ecor, to your father in Lil's house. Rush, give me the word, rush and inundate the mountain,
mm-hmm.
pastures, and slit the throat of this wicked motherfucker.
Shut his throat.
Newbie couldn't have done this shit like this. I just want to tell you, you got to let me do it, baby. You got to let me do it. This bitch is pissed. She got to do it. Slit it. She said, slit the fucking throat. Slit that one. Slit that motherfucker throat. Tell it, mammy. Balat Supreme. What'd you say? What verse we at? I get excited.
You're out. Go 16. Just go from 16, Don.
16? Oh, you want me to go 16. Back? Did I pass the slit his throat?
Yeah, 14 was slit his throat. Then go to 13. Fuck it. Go 13.
Okay. Man, Rod, say what?
To go from 13. That's it.
May broad daylight turn to darkness for him. Seize him by the throat. Conquer Anzu and let the winds bring his feathers as good news to Ecor, your father in Lil's house. Rush and inundate the mountain pastures and slit the throat of wicked Anzu. Then shall rulership enter Ecor again. Then shall rights return for the father who begot you. Then surely shall shrines be created. Establish your cult centers all over the four quarters. Your cult centers shall enter Ecor. Show prowess to the Anunnaki of your name, and your name shall be powerful. The warrior listened to his mother's words. He hunched his shoulders in trepidation and went into hiding. The Yahweh marshaled the seven of battle. The warrior marshaled the seven evil winds who dance in the dust, the seven whirlwinds. He mustered a battle. Array made war with a terrifying formation. Even the gals were silent at his side, poised for conflict. On the mountainside, Anzu and Ninurta met. That's who she was talking to. Oh, shit, it's the mountainside. Anzu and Ninurta met. Anzu looked at him and shook with rage at him, bared his teeth like a umu demon. His mantle of radiance covered the mountain. He roared like a lion in sudden rage. In utter fury, shouted to the warrior, I have taken away every single right, and I am in charge of all the Anunnaki orders. Who are you to come do, hold up, who are you to come to do battle against me? Give your reason. Insolently, his speech rushed out at him. The warrior Ninurta answered Anzu, I am the avenger of Duranki's Elo, who established Duranki, the temple of the bored earth of Enlil, brother of Enki, ruler of destinies. I have come to battle down against you, to trample on you. Anzu listened to his speech, then hurled his shout furiously amid the mountains. Darkness fell over the earth, the mountain, their faces were overcast. Shamash, the light of the Anunnaki, was overcast by darkness. Baal, Adad, roared like a lion. His den joined that of Anzu. A clash between battle arrays was imminent, the flood weapon massed together. The armor-plated breast clanged and was bathed in blood. Clouds of death rained down, and arrow flashed lightning. Whizzed the battle force roared between them. The powerful, superb one, Mammy's son, trusted of Anu and Dagon, beloved of the far-sighted one, set the shaft to the bow, drew it taut, aimed the shaft at him from the bow's curve, but it did not go near Anzu. The shaft turned back. Damn, Anzu turned that motherfucker back. Damn, Anzu shouted at it. You shaft that, what did it say? You shaft that, god damn, mama. You shaft that came, return your reed thicket. Bow frame back to your corpse. Bow frame back to your corpse. Bowstring back to the ram's gut. Feathers return to the birds. This Anzu calling that shit right back. This is interesting. He was holding the Anunnaki's Tablet of Destinies in his hand, and they influence each word, and they influence each word. That's some interesting shit. The string of the bow, the arrow, did not come near his body.
Who is that?
Babylon.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Where we at? 66. Deadly silence came over the battle, and conflict it ceased. Weapons stopped and did not capture Anzu amid the mountains. He, Ninurta, shouted out and instructed Sharur, repeat to far-sighted Enki the actions you have seen. Repeat to your ruler what I say, and everything I tell you, repeat to him. Don't let the battle slacken. Press home your victory. Tire him out so that he sheds his pinions in the clash of tempests. Take a throw stick to follow your arrows and cut off his pinions. Detach both right and left. When he sees his wings and emits his utterance, shouts, wing to wing, don't panic. Draw taut from the curve of your bow. Let shafts fly like lightning. Let the wing feathers dance like butterflies. Seize him by the throat. Conquer Anzu. And let the winds bring his feathers as good news to Ikor, to your fathers in Leo's house. Rush and inundate the mountain pastures and slit the throat of wicked Anzu. Then shall rulership enter Ikor again. Then shall rights return for the father who begot you. Then surely shall shrines be created. Establish your cult centers all over the four quarters. Your cult centers shall enter Ikor. Show prowess to the Anunnaki, and your name shall be powerful. Sharu bowed, took the message, carried the battle dispatch to his ruler. Everything Enki had told him, he repeated to him. Don't let the battle slacken. Press home your victory. Tire him out so that he sheds his pinions in the clash of tempests. Tablet 3, Anzu grows weaker. They getting his ass now. They keep at him. Lo, devastation begot a heat wave blaze, confusion in their midst, a tempest to the four winds. Weapons slew many. The protection of frost saved many. Both were bathed in the sweat of battle. Anzu grew weary, and in the clash of tempests shed his pinions. He, Ninurta, took a throw stick and caused it to follow his arrows and cut off his pinions, detached both right and left. He, Anzu, saw his wings and emitted his utterance, but as he shouted, wing to wing, a shaft came up at him. A dart passed through his very heart. He, Ninurta, made an arrow pass through pinion and wing. A dart passed through his heart and lungs. Ninurta slew the mountains, inundated their proud pastures, inundated the broad earth in his fury, inundated the midst of his mountains, slew wicked Anzu. And warrior Ninurta regained the Anunnaki's Tablet of Destiny for his own hand. As a sign of his good news, the wind brought Anzu's feathers. Dagon saw his sign and rejoiced, called all the Anunnaki, and joyfully he spoke. The strong one has indeed slain the wicked Anzu on his mountain, has regained for his own hands the ruler of Anu and Dagon. Come. Let him come to us. Let him rejoice, play, make merry. Rejoice, the Anunnaki, his brothers, and hear their secrets, the secrets of the Anunnaki. Let Enlil be heard, the Elo of the Anunnaki, his brothers, bestow on him the rites. Enlil, the great, made his voice heard and spoke, addressed his words to Dagon. Of the water of earth, when he took. When he slew wicked Anzu in the midst of the mountains. Warrior Ninurta regained the Anunnaki's Tablets of Destiny for his own hands. send for him and let him come to you. Let him place the tablets of destinies in your lap. Enlil made his voice heard and spoke, addressed his words to Nusku, son of Razael and Zamael, his visor. Nusku, go outside. Bring Burdu into my presence. Nusku went outside. Oh, wait. Nusku, sorry. Narrator part. Nusku went outside, brought Burdu into Enlil's presence. Enlil made his voice heard and spoke, addressed his words to Burdu. Burdu, I shall send you. Ninurta made his voice heard and spoke, addressed his words to Ben. Wait, it doesn't stop. Mm-hmm. We're missing the comma. Fuck it. Burdu, why have you come here so aggressively? Burdu made his voice heard and spoke, addressed his words to Ninurta, his ruler. My ruler, Enlil, your father sent me to you to say, the Anunnaki have heard that you slew wicked Anzu amid the mountains. They rejoice, were glad and joyous, and who made me come to your presence and bow before you. Go to him, that he may be pleased. Let him, Enlil, in his powerfulness, gaze upon wicked Anzu in Ikor. There's some funny shit here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, warrior, in your powerfulness, warrior, in your powerfulness, when you slew the mountain, you captured Anzu in his powerfulness. Because you were so brave and slew the mountain, you made all foes kneel at the feet of Enlil, your father. You have won complete dominion, every single right. Who was ever created like you? The mountain's rights are proclaimed. The shrines of the Anunnaki of faith granted to you. They called upon the Saba for your purification ceremony. They call your name in the furrow, Ningursu. They designated for you the entire shepherding of your people. Give your great message as Duku, the cosmic place for rulership in Elam. They give your name as Harabtil. They speak of you as Shushanak in Susa. Your name in Anu's child they give as ruler of the secret. Great among the Anunnaki, your brothers, Anu, your father, who marches in front. They give your name as Pabislag in Igilma. Call your name Enlil in Ur. Give your name as Nin Azu in Ikirma. Remember, Duranki was your birthplace in the valley of Zababa. There they call his name. Your bravery, Lord Jesus, your bravery, much greater than all the Anunnaki. Your divinity is surpassing. Wholehearted, I praise you. I'm fucking back hurt reading this shit. They give you your name and honor as Lugalbanda in Igigi Kalama. They give your name as Lugal Murata. Your name is E. Sikil. They give as warrior Tishpak. They call you ruler of all in E. Nima Anku. Your name is Kalub. They call warrior of Uruk. And Belet Ili, your mother, great ruler of the boundary, arrow of Pangira. And Ikil, they call your name Papsukal, who marches in front, ever surpassing as your names among the Anunnaki by far. Even you are thoughtful, capable, awesome. Your counselor, Enki, the far-sighted one, your father, Anu, great in battle and combat. He granted to you power, called you ruler of their domain. This is how it was recorded, and this is how it will be. Yeah,
clap.
Yeah, shout it. Yep, we're going to move into chapter 13 in a minute. Let me call in some, open up some mics real quick. Can I get a mic check, 313-784? 313-784. Real nigga say word. What's good with you, Abraham?
They was jocking his ass. That's what you called you a prostitute.
Hell yeah. Let me check on Babylon real quick. Babylon, can I get a mic check? Are you back?
I'm back, Don.
Okay. Let me check on this 313 one more time. 313-784. Did you want your mic open? You're on the L's Holy Tablet Show. Oh, okay. Must be another Detroitian. Oh, matter of fact, that might be the old man.
I was the elder.
That might be the elder.
That's the elder. Yep.
Yeah, he's getting to speak. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Everybody just be talking. They need me to come in. I'm not coming in.
Why not? Why you don't want to come in?
Why not?
Did you mean to push one? I guess you didn't mean to push one, did you?
No,
okay,
I didn't.
Okay. All right, good. It's okay. I'll mute your mic. I hope you enjoy the show.
Okay.
All right, y'all ready? Who got it next? Because
yeah.
We about to go into the generation of Abraham. We got to go slow on
this. There's your cue, newbie. There's your cue.
There's your cue, newbie. Newbie. Raw. Week, nin.
Nine.
You ready,
right,
newbie? We at the gas station, boat. Fill up first. Go pump the gas first.
All right, I'll pump it.
All right, let's run it.
All right. Begin all action thinking.
Wait, did anybody
want to
talk about what just happened? Wasn't that great? I just don't understand why y'all don't want to talk about the story of how they conquered Zuin.
I just love the people, the one at the end. That was, boy, you talk about giving props to. I never heard so many fucking, you the fucking man, you the shit, you did that. They going to bow before you, guys.
Yeah, they was all on there, motherfucker. You goddamn slayed that nigga, man. They call you everything, man. You got names
right.
For days, son. Yeah, you're right.
You did that. That was good. Mm. She gave him the instructions. He wouldn't carry that shit out. I got one question, though. Because I know things are written in the manner in which they are. They're showing the figure 258, the weapon of Ninurta, as a person. Can you explain?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Why?
Don't you see the sack on his back filled with the... arrows as well.
Look, I
sure
the picture.
Do.
Mm-hmm.
I see it.
See, that's who he was talking to, wasn't he? That's who the nurse said. That's. Let's go back.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Sharul.
Newbie, you can get to it faster, right?
The nurse is 257.
What he tells Sharul what to do.
Okay.
Remember. He
got
tells
it.
Him to keep
okay,
that
okay,
shit
okay,
going.
Okay, okay,
don't
okay.
Stop the fucking
yeah,
battle. Let's get this motherfucker while we got the muscle.
Right.
Yeah,
who
okay.
is he telling? Who is Ninurta telling that to?
To
Sharul.
He's telling
Sharul
his weapon. Absolutely.
Got it. Okay. His weapon. Okay. I got it.
He used the spell that Balat gave him. And yes, that was a spell. Thank you, Doc. Remember Balat started saying, make the fucking wind fall on his ass. Make the mountains this. Cause the clouds, the darkness on his bitch ass. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And he used the same shit. Ninurta gave that same spell to Sharul.
Okay.
Okay, Doc, we in the Holy Tablet. Yeah, but that's who he gave. He gave the same thing. You go back and read it. He gave the same shit that his mother gave him, the spell, and he gave it to him, to Sharul, his weapon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it now. Okay, that's a clear picture. All right. Thanks for clearing that up.
And that way that Zuin couldn't turn his arrows around, remember? Because when Ninurta did it, the arrows came right back at Ninurta.
Exactly. Like he had
absolutely.
The destiny, the tablets of destiny in his hand. It was like his mother was so powerful, she was able to cast clouds.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, shorty.
To me, this whole thing just seems a little archaic, you know? for beings that had such technology. They're using, you know, bows and arrows and feathers. I mean, that's just my opinion.
You're saying archaic because of bow and arrows. But there were spells, though, because the spell, remember, the bow and arrow is also poison. So, in other words, they control the four corners. Let's do it again. We're dealing with spells, too. We're dealing with magic, honey. Okay, newbie? I would love to read this thing again because it's such an exhilarating experience. She gave him spells to cast, make the mountains this, make the clouds come. What'd she say? Even give the fuck, she's conjuring. She said even make the fucking, what'd she say? The light of the sun, some old shit, even brighter than the damn sun or some old shit, she said. Generate more rays or more whatever, whatever that the sun can generate. These are spells first. So all, make sure that the elements are on our side. Okay? Do you understand? That arrow is only just to pierce through that motherfucker heart with poison. That's it. Okay? But remind you, if you go back to the beginning, newbie, and I don't know if you read the beginning of how powerful Enlil Anzu was when they kept sending warriors, because he had the mountains on his side, baby. He had all of those things that they was up against on his side. He had the sun on his side. He had the waters on his side. He had the clouds. He had the mountains. He had everything on his side, which made it impossible for him to be defeated. Do you understand? He controlled all that. So that's why they end up having to bring the supreme in, who is known as Belat Ili, the mother of the Anunnakis, the one that created all this goddamn shit, the one that created the assembly to speak those words. You understand, newbie? So it ain't about the fucking arrow. The arrow is last. The first thing, because you only, listen, that you know what made it even more powerful? She made everything bow at her feet just by speaking the spell. Even the mountains had to become on her side. She uttered it, the sun, everything. She took the power even away from the sun that generated and gave it to her warrior. Do you understand what I'm saying? So at that point, this nigga had nothing to control. Anzu had nothing to control. Do you understand, newbie? Do you understand?
I understand, but I thought it was more figuratively than anything else.
You thought it was more figuratively? Doc, come speak to your intellectual college graduate, because I don't understand this nigga's language. I don't know what the fuck he means by figuratively. I don't understand. I don't understand these educated Negroes' conversations. I don't understand that shit. Let me bring in 757. Come on there, give me a mic check. I don't understand English like that. 757, baby, give me a mic check. The fuck you mean figuratively, newbie?
Hey, Don.
Say it in the WAPIC.
Raul Bat.
Figuratively.
Born.
Oh,
what do you mean figuratively?
Come on, dude.
Newbie, what do you mean figuratively? What is that? That's how my ex-husband would goddamn talk when I speak English, because this nigga don't know English all the way. And I say a word, he'd be like, what is that, Potter? What is that you speaking? I don't know what you're saying. The nigga be like, what is you saying? Fucking never heard a word like that. What's up, Bon Sue?
Hey, what's up?
Doc, 347-884-9239. Neff said if you ain't got that number on speed dial, you ain't shit.
You ain't shit. That's right.
Who are you talking to?
I'm not talking to you, Negro.
Oh, okay.
Talking to Doc. 347-884-9239.
Doc ain't got that number on speed dial.
Say it, Doc. Say it now. Say it so he can hear you. Say
you ain't got that number on speed dial, Doc. What the fuck? What's going on?
Say that part you said. If you ain't got that number on speed dial, you ain't shit.
If you ain't got that number on speed dial, you ain't shit.
That's right.
The WGAG number.
the one push button, goddammit. Just push one button.
He's going to call in and converse with Newbie. So, Born Sue, if you may just be a little bit more patient with us, we got to get two educated Negroes to have this conversation because this shit don't work with us. Okay? All right.
No problem.
All right, Doc, come on in.
All praises to the Most High, Highest, and L-U-L,
how's everybody?
Thanks, Doc.
So I requested to use that message as my ringtone. So if you ain't got that on speed dial, so
you
every
ain't
time my phone rings.
That's right.
But the point out that I was, or what I was pointing out.
No. Before you point anything out, just address Newbie. Ask Newbie what is it that figurative shit he's talking about first.
Well, I didn't hear what he said.
I know it.
That's why
I want you and Newbie to converse. So you got to ask Newbie to explain what he felt and thought in regards to the book first, to the nurse's situation, because that helps.
Good. Very good. I'd like to hear that, if you don't mind repeating that, Newbie.
Well, basically what I was saying is that, to me, it sounds like, you know, when they speak of arrows and stuff, I thought it was figuratively not, you know, I'm thinking of the Anunnaki as beings with superior technology. Just like when they say the four winds, you know what the four winds are, you know, the ships from Maldek.
Right.
So when I hear, you know, just bows and arrows and feathers, you know, to me it sounds a little bit archaic. So this is why I'm implying that what they're saying is figuratively.
And I see what you mean. And that makes sense in a to a degree, and I can tell you why. In the I might hear something about this, but you know, in the children's books that we have for Nuwapik, the Nuwapik children's books, they give the story of Ninurta and Zuin battling each other, right? That's one of the children's stories in the Nuwapu books that we have, the coloring books for the children, and in it they display the weapon Shaur, Ninurta's weapon, and they describe him as a bow and arrow, and not necessarily a bow and arrow, but the quiver that holds the arrows, right? And the quiver that holds is it the quiver that holds the arrows? The sack that the arrows are stored in, each of them has certain powers, right? And Shaur is that figure is actually shown as a being, as a being who actually represents that quiver of arrow and the bow and arrow and the quiver of
arrow.
It's
a personification, right?
Yes, and that in a sense shows that this is actually a being that is carrying out instructions, or that is acting as the weapon of his master, because Ninurta.
But I think
master.
He forgets about the magic and the sorcery and the speaking, because when the bow came, when the arrow came towards Anzu, he spoke a word and the arrow turned back.
With the books of destiny, with the books of destiny. Zuin had that power because the Book of Destiny is showing everything. The holder of that Book of Destiny has control of the destiny of all things.
There we go.
So he can merely say, "Hey, look, I got your control right here in my hand, and I'm telling you to go right back to where you came from. Take those arrows, take those feathers that are guiding the arrow back to the birds. Take the stick." Back to the tree that it came from, and so on and so forth, and they obeyed that, because that was the instruction that was given to all things, those particular things in destiny, under the control of the Book of Destiny, when Balat was given the power by Anu to write or to construct the Book of Destiny. So only she could be the one who could change that. That's why she gave him a new spell that was greater than the one that she used for the Book of Destiny. That's why he
My interpretation of that is that she already knew what was written in the Book of Destiny,
which is why she
could give him that command.
She could give him
what. She's the one who wrote the shit, nigga.
Correct.
She's the one
who
wrote the book, so she gave him something greater, right? And you basically said the same thing.
Correct.
That she's the only one who could give that command to override the Book of Destinies. She's the only one who could do that because she's the one who wrote the Book of Destinies. She was given an instruction to do so by Anu, and she mm-hmm. did it. And she was the only one who had the power to change that, and show him. She gave him what words to say in order to change it. And if you notice in the first confrontation, he didn't use them because he was going to use his own powers. He was trying to use his own powers, not realizing that. Seeing if Zuin could use the Book of Destinies the way that he did, and he did. He used it against them and showed that he didn't have any power over Zuin as long as he had the Book of Destiny, and he was trying to use his own powers because his own powers were in the Book of Destiny. So he had to use the spell that was given by the person who told him what to say in order to override the powers of the Book of Destiny, and that's what happened. When he used that spell, he broke the spell of the Book of Destiny, and I think it scares people it confuses people to realize that the devil has already been defeated. Because, you know, for someone to see that story and then look at themselves today, here and now, they feel like, that was just a story that took place back then. But that showed that the devil was defeated. That showed that the devil was defeated and that nobody in this day and time, anybody in this day and time who feels like the devil has control of things is under the spell. Is under Zuin's spell still. All praises to Anu, Elunel, the Most High, Highest.
Okay, anybody else want to add to it? Or Newbie, you want to take away from it or add to it? What you want to do?
I don't want to take away or add from it. I got somewhat of a clarification from it. But again, like I said, I was just thinking that the way that they described what happened was a bit archaic. I understand exactly what he's saying because, of course,
mm-hmm.
he had the Book of Destiny.
You're saying archaic for the simple fact there was a bow and arrow.
Right.
Right, old-time weapons.
Right, because of,
he's totally missing the power of the tones, of the spell. He's totally missing that. That's the last thing that she acts that happens. Take that arrow and take it straight through his fucking heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last thing. You totally missed the powers.
I didn't miss the power. I didn't.
So
miss
how
the
can
power.
It be archaic when you're only focusing on a damn bow and arrow?
I'm saying, okay, to me, in my opinion, it seems a bit archaic. But this is how these are the words that they use to describe the story.
They use what words? Bow and arrow?
Right. Bow and arrow. They had to.
Yeah, but did you miss all the other words
know.
That came in this motherfucker
no,
before the bow and arrow was spoken?
I didn't miss it, Don. I didn't miss it. I understand.
Yeah, so the only archaic thing that you stuck on is the damn bow and arrow? I don't understand that shit.
Correct.
Well, if you can extrapolate or if you can bring it to present day and realize that bullets that are shot from guns are called missiles. And then you take a picture of a missile.
Looks like an arrow.
And you see a large arrow.
It's an arrow. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if
so
it made what if it made you feel better if it was written as a missile?
Yeah, if it's
would that make
day,
you feel better?
again.
Right, if they give, they just give it a different name.
Would
again,
it make you feel better, Newbie, if it was, if it said a missile was launched at his
like
ass?
I feel like it was a bit archaic. That's all. My opinion.
Okay,
Newbie's
fine.
Opinion. All right? Newbie's
we don't
opinion.
Give a fuck about your opinion. It's about the facts.
You don't have to. I do. You don't
What's
have to.
What's the facts, though? Whether is it archaic or not? Am I, what came first? This battle or archaic? The archaic civilization?
In my opinion, it is. And that's all that counts to me.
And,
okay,
and
fine.
Day,
you're right. You're right. You're right.
Present
you're right.
Day missiles.
Now, let him have it. I ain't got time for this shit. He said to me. He used the word to me.
Okay.
And that's
yeah,
to you.
That's,
let's move on.
That's good.
Come on, live. I know you want to come in and say something.
Yeah, what's up? That was a beautiful read, and I was just wondering if you could read it again.
Please.
Please. what
let's,
did he say? I would like
Newbie read
I would
it
like,
again. Let's let Newbie read the archaic writings of the battle of with Anzu.
That'd be Lito, I like the way you did it. I'm not gonna front. The way you did it was awesome. But you know, Newbie could do it. Newbie reads pretty good.
Now we ain't
too.
Reading that shit again. Newbie still
fuck
gonna
it.
Say, well, still, it's still in my opinion, it's a bit of cake. I don't give a fuck how many times I read.
Wow,
it.
I'm not allowed to have my own opinion, huh?
I mean, you are allowed to have your own opinion.
I mean, so then why,
you are.
Why are we stuck on this, really?
Because you, cause I don't, because I'll tell you why I'm stuck on it with you on this shit. Because I think that you don't understand that it can't be archaic if we're dealing with sorcery, magic, tones, spells, motherfucker able to turn a damn arrow back to its sender. And you still stuck on a damn bow and arrow.
I'm not stuck on a bow and arrow. Again, I'm stuck on the description and how they described it.
It was
that's
a great, to
I
me it was a
exactly
great, powerful description, though, that had nothing to do with, like, archaic days.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's a little bit different.
Okay, so we agreed to have
yeah,
our
yeah, I'm
opinion.
Trying to figure out, the, okay, where's the archaic part at? Watch this, y'all. Where's the archaic part at?
Where is what archaic part at?
Where's the part
one?
That is figurative meaning as is likened unto the archaic situation?
Okay, let me explain one thing to you. When you hear the four winds, what do you think of? If you were thinking of what you can relate to as winds, you would think of the wind outside, would you not? But in the Holy Tablets, the four winds are what? The four crafts that were taken in by Nibiru from where? Maldek, correct?
Okay, but show me where you at.
Those crafts create a very mighty wind.
Let's
they
go back.
Do.
Let's go back to tablet
saying,
one, tablet of Anzu, since you mentioned the four
wow.
winds. Okay? Tablet one, that's verse 29. Or we can go up a little bit. Yeah, maybe 20. Let's just do 29. No, let's do 28. The mountains of wood at his shout all tremble at the powerful four winds of Maldek. Who is he talking about? Wait, let's go back then. Fuck it. Born Sue, you might just get your wish. This is some bullshit. Fuck.
I don't understand where the bullshit comes into play here. I still don't understand.
So I'm saying that it seemed like we got to go back any goddamn way because you're mentioning the four
back,
winds,
Don,
the four winds of
Don,
Maldek. That's in tablet one,
your,
tablets of Anzu.
Your problem is in translation or interpretation.
My problem is in
how,
translation.
I'm just saying. I'm saying... First of all, what do you think of when you hear wind? Let's just not even talk about the four winds. Let's just say when you hear wind, what do you think of?
Somebody blowing, causing
okay.
wind to blow, causing
okay,
wind to
so
exist.
Just, now, if I said the four winds to you, what do you think of?
The four fucking corners.
The four corners of what?
The four corners of heaven.
Okay, so... Now, that's your opinion when you hear that.
No,
now,
no, that's not my opinion.
That.
You asked me what I think of, so that's not an opinion
exactly,
yet.
That's your opinion.
Now, what is yours?
That's your opinion.
Now,
what,
no, it's
what
not my fucking opinion. You said what I think of. You didn't say what's my opinion on a fucking win. You asked me what I think. That don't mean my thoughts are opinions. It ain't opinions yet.
That's not what everybody else thinks of it.
Well, you just talking to me, though, motherfucker. You ain't saying, Neff, what do you think? Neff, what do you, Travelon, what do you think? So stop using everybody. This is
you
and I. So what do you think when you hear four wins?
When I hear the four wins, I hear the...
No, not you,
like
Neff.
I asked Neff.
Okay.
I asked Neff what she thought of when she heard the four wins. If you did not know about the Holy Tablets and you heard four wins, what would you perceive that to be?
Four goddamn wins.
Exactly, which is my point. That's all I'm saying. I'm not
okay, now. Okay, good. Four wins. Now, how is that archaic, though?
My goodness. Who said it was archaic?
Because my question to you, newbie, was how did you relate? When I said, are you only thinking it's archaic because of the bow and arrow, you said no. And I said, then what are you equating this literature or what we're reading as archaic? And you said, you mentioned the wind.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did, because that's why we got on the wind now.
Okay.
You said, based on the writings of this book, of what we just read, it was archaic. I said, show me where it's at. So where is the archaic
process? In my opinion, first of all, it seemed a bit archaic because
Said, where? Just show me where in the scripture, in the Holy Tablets, what verse does it start off where you start to get a sense or an idea that this is archaic? Just point to it. Just give me the verse.
Give you the verse. Didn't we just read it?
No, because I'm trying to figure out where does it start, where does it begin to be archaic at? That's all I want to know for my clarity. Where does it start off archaic at? That's all I'm asking.
It's just in the way that it's worded.
Where? In the very beginning? The way it starts? You're talking about right here, chapter 1, tablet 1? Chapter 12, tablet 1,
I'm
it starts
not,
off
no,
low.
I
was saying about the superb son of the ruler of populated lands, the beloved of Mammy, the powerful Elohim and Leo. Does it start off archaic there?
The way that the battle was described.
Okay, then what part does the battle begin? Show me where. Because the next thing we get in 7, in verse 7 of tablet 1, that's the first word, that's the first time the battle pops up.
I'm not even in tablet 1 right now. Why are we
then where the fuck
one?
Are you at? Because this is this is the beginning of the battle in tablet 1. This is when the battle starts and all the other warriors failed at it.
Okay.
In tablet 1, this is where it starts at. No, not okay. So should we go to tablet 2?
We're gonna have to agree to disagree. That's all we're gonna have to do.
No, there is no we gonna have to. I'm not your wife.
I'm
don't fucking
to,
compromise
to
with
disagree.
You.
How's
I'm not gonna fucking
I'm
follow
gonna
your orders.
To,
no, we're gonna figure this thing out because first
orders,
I always say the first person to say we're gonna have to agree to disagree is the loser. You lost it.
Okay,
so
I can live with that.
Your opinion is
so I can agree with that because I have my own opinion, Phil. I don't have to agree with you.
Don't deal on opinions, my nigga. We have to figure out what is it that holds you on to an archaic imagination
to
this book. I just want to find that out to this chapter of the battle.
The only reason why it ain't going nowhere, Don, is because Newbie just need to admit that he backed out. He started in on the whole thing, and I ain't getting on you, Newbie. I'm just telling the truth. You started in, you said the thing seemed archaic, and you was talking about the bow and the arrow part.
That's
so when Don asked what is archaic, you should just say the bow and arrow part, Don. And then you took us to the four winds, and when you got ready to explain what was archaic, you backed down again because what you was going to say was archaic.
Yeah, because I just want him to show me a part where it all starts to become archaic because it doesn't begin archaic and it doesn't end archaic and there's no archaic in the middle of this shit either. So I just want, maybe I missed it, but I know I read every part of it and put every emphasis on that motherfucker, and I'm trying to figure out how the bitch is. I just want him to show me. Show me, because the opinion to me is someone that's delusional. So if you can't fucking show me some archaic shit all the way through, or you're just stuck on a fucking arrow, then that means that you can't go beyond or before the arrow, where we're dealing with magic and sorcery here, which would debunk archaic.
Pretty much.
Then you can't even see the arrow as a missile. Like Doc had to fucking show you, speed it up to this day, damn arrow looked like a missile. Still can do it. Well, in my opinion, it's just still archaic.
And again, I said.
And then what did he say? He said that it appeared that the Anunnaki would have had more technology. Nigga, this not technology we're talking about here. We're talking about the power to utter, the power to control just off of you. This is technology is external. Power comes from internal. This bitch uttered that shit to these motherfuckers. I think you stuck on the fucking fact, or you can't get past the fact that Mammy Wata motherfucker is the one that uttered the power to seize the mountains to protect Anzu, motherfucker. I think that's what the fuck it really is. So you just want to get stuck on some archaic shit called a fucking arrow. That's what the fuck is really going on. They're like a nigga putting on shoes. And you like, I just don't understand why he got to put on shoes to fight somebody.
Thanks for the laugh. I appreciate it.
I'm not supposed to be raising my voice. That's all it is, ain't it, Babylon? That nigga, what he really wants to say is, I don't believe that Balak shit.
Now you tell me
I don't
believe
that Balak shit. That's a little too much like Harry Potter.
There you go. good stuff. Good stuff.
Nubi, do your wife watch The Coven? Huh?
Don't know what it is.
Oh, your wife don't? Yo, you keeping it from her?
Don't know what it is.
You know what the fuck The Coven is. You watch it with us every goddamn Wednesday.
Oh, man.
You keeping that Coven from her, isn't
you? It's something else, Don.
Go on and say it. Say, hell yeah, I don't want her watching that shit.
Here goes the Jedi mind trick.
All right, let's move on then. We got like 20 minutes remaining before we go into overtime. Are you keeping the Don DeColeon show from your wife? Are you keeping the Don DeColeon show from your wife?
I don't keep anything from anybody. I can't keep anything from anybody. How's that?
Why are you not answering the question directly?
Because that's my statement and I'm sticking with it.
Okay. All right. Fine. All right, y'all ready to go into Abraham? I'm going to sleep on Abraham. I just want to tell you that I'm not interested in this nigga.
Well, you got 15 before the OT, or you want to start now and then?
Let's jump it
Don,
out. Y'all
can you
jump
just
it
start
now?
Back? Can you just go back to chapter one and just read to like the show's over and shit? Because that was fucking awesome.
Why you want to
go back to this battle, man?
Why can't you go back? This shit was
because
fucking
what's
great.
What's going to happen is if we go back, the destiny is going to repeat itself where Luzi and I are going to get into it again. Doc is going to come in again. And I'm telling you, it's going to repeat itself.
Oh, man.
And then,
it's terrible.
And then you're going to say, can y'all do it one more time?
Nah, I'm not even listening to Newbie. I am, because Newbie's funny, but I will fucking zone out and just listen to you read. I just want to hear that shit over. I mean, that shit was just too good not to go back. Don't nobody want to repeat none of this shit.
That is a critical part of our,
right.
of our
like,
story.
Damn, we spoke about it.
You're right,
that's
Bourne.
Really
you're right, Doc. It is a critical
story.
Part of our story. It is, though. And live, you're right, Bourne.
It is.
Yeah, but go ahead, Neff.
Go ahead, Neff. What?
He was about to say something.
What about it?
No.
You changing your mind?
I said we expound on it for like 40 minutes.
Okay. That shit was just great, man.
It was great, wasn't it?
That was fucking awesome. I mean, I was glued in every fucking second. Yeah, I think we should repeat it, but that's just my opinion. I'll go back and listen to it again in the archives if I have to. I mean, damn.
Well, next time, you know what? I will record it and I will do it right because I did stumble on a few words and I do want to get my characters right and I'll change the voices and have them, you know what I'm saying, saying what they need to say. I'll do it in the studio for you.
I don't want to hear another version.
Oh, shit. Well, you're going to hear another version even if I do it again. It's not going to sound like the same one, the first one I did. It's not going to sound the same.
All right. Whatever.
All right, so we're just going to move forward then.
All right.
It's 171 verses, newbie. You think you can get to it before 12 o'clock in 20 minutes? Probably not. Merlin pops up. How about that? How about Merlin even pops up in this damn chapter, in chapter 13? This shit going to be good, chapter 13. Even Merlin pops up. Newbie, is that a little bit archaic for you?
So now you're going to keep attacking on this
I'm just saying Merlin pops up in fucking chapter 13.
Man.
In the same shit you're going to be about to read. It's going to be good.
It goes with the times.
Hollywood.
I don't have a problem with it.
Planet Hollywood.
It goes with the times.
Okay. All right, well, let's just go on and get into it, man. And I'll just make this announcement one time. So I'm not going to make it in 15 minutes or less than 15 in 10 minutes. So I just want to tell everybody, call in now, Skype in now, go to the after party now, or go to Georgia Gossip now to hear the next hour of the show. The call-in number is 347-884-9239, and that'll get you in. If I were you, I would do it right now. Figure out where you're going to go or check out the archives for the last hour of the show once it's posted on WGAG radio page on Blog Talk. All right? Let's run it, newbie.
Okay, let's push on. Beginning all action thinking by using El Kulun Diol. Tablet 1, the birth of Abraham. 19 times 9 equals 171. Lo, now when the planet called Earth, which is from the original name Eridu, positions itself in the location of revolution of the planet in the year of 1946 BCE of the Gregorian calendar, Terah, son of Nahor, and Nuna begot Abram. Nuna was the daughter of Anwar, of the family of Kufaha, the scene of Nahor. Now, she was the strength of Terah, son of Nahor, called in tones Nakhur, and in rhythm Nahur, and the aid of Nimrod, the son of Kis, who is called in tones Kush, and in rhythm Kush. Terah, who is called in tones Terak, and in rhythm, Asar, was the first man taught by his own son, Abram, who was called in tones Abraham, and in rhythm, Ibrahim. He, Abram, taught his father, and he learned from the Anunnaki Merduk and his two servants, Uriel and Raphael. Before they, Uriel and Raphael, went to the land of Sodom to get Lut, Lot called in tones Lot, and in rhythm, Lut, son of Harun, called in tones Horon, and in rhythm Harum, from the heads of the devil's seed. For Samael, also called Halal, or Iblis, and his 200 fallen Garubat. Garubat had returned to the planet Earth. We inform Abraham of the birth of a son to be called Isaac. Yitzhug, called in tones Yitzhak, in rhythm Ishak. For the Sarah, sister of the wife of Abram, and her miracle at the tent. For out of Sarah's seed by Abraham was to come Yitzhug, who was by Rebekah, Rivka, who is called in tones Ribkah, and in rhythm Rivka, his wife, who would beget twins, Esau, Ayus, who is called in tones Esau, and in rhythm Ais, And Jacob.
And that's a strong ass shit, because that's Babylon's wife's name, Rivka. And she did have twins. Didn't she, Babylon? That's some deep ass shit right there.
History repeats itself.
No, it's a little bit archaic right there.
It sure is. You feel the same way, don't you, Don?
keep reading.
Jacob, who is Yaakov, called in tones Yaakov, and in rhythm Yahakub, who would fill the planet's earth with sin and verse the truth. Did y'all get that? Verse 12.
Do it again for me.
Verse 12, he said, he would fill the planet earth with sin and verse the truth. So,
oh, he's talking about
Yaakov,
right?
Yes.
Ooh, too, honey, you missed, motherfucker, I was calling your ass. You missed tablet whatever I was reading. Tablet 12, chapter 12, honey. You missed that. Boo, that was good, too. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Yeah, he's talking about Yaakov, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Verse 13, this is the second part of seed of Abram. Blessed is the son of Ishmael, Yishmael, called in tone Yishmael, and in rhythm Ishmael. The first seed by Hagar, Hagur, called in tones Hagar, and in rhythm Hajar, the daughter of Imhotep from the land of Tamara, also called Mizraim, and Egypt, and or Kemet, for the final covenant is to be with him, and out of which the seal, Achmed, was to come. Yishmael, son of Hagur, the Mizraimite, the daughter of Imhotep, and his wife, Rasha. I am Hetep, also called Imhotep, also known as Yufiel, and Abdur Hamid, was the ninth elder, the student of Zoser, the father of all those children of Adam with hazel eyes. He became known as Kahiel.
That's some interesting shit, because there was a Zoser on the land, too, and he had hazel eyes. He also the same Zoser that works with Jamie Foxx and all the rest of them little fuck niggas now. But go ahead. That's neither here or there, but let's go. Wait, real quick. Is anybody going to explain what we're reading? You know what I'm saying? Neff, do you get an idea of what Newbie is reading right now?
No.
Okay, basically, technically, you're watching the family tree. This is the family tree, okay?
Correct.
Yeah, this is the family tree. So, of course, it starts with, I guess his mother and his father all the way down to Rebecca, Jacob, Yaakov, and all of that. That's what you're going through. And then Hagar, which pops in now because she's from ancient Egypt or Mizraim. Because remember, she called on El Roy. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Because he's saying, Hagar or Hajar or whatever the fucking word he's using. So it kind of throws you off. You know what I'm saying? When he ain't speaking the nigger language, he wants to show off his Arabic sound and all that fucking shit. But so it would throw you off. He's talking about Hagar. He's talking about Hagar. Okay. Yeah. But these are her names called in tone. So he's doing a good job. And then she's also, of course, the daughter of Imhotep. So this is how it ties all in. You get me? All right, so then we go into
the land of
Samurai. Absolutely, and then we go into Ishmael, who is the son of Hagar, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Hagar's husband is who? Who's Hagar baby daddy, or who is Ishmael baby daddy?
It's,
come on, we just read it.
So hold up. Wait, the name Yaakov. Abraham. Ishmael.
I asked you, who is Ishmael daddy? Because if Ishmael is the son of Hagar, then who's his daddy?
Abram.
There we go. We're getting somewhere. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So now we're into 17. And who is Hagar's father?
17. Hagar's father is...
Because we're in Egypt.
Imhotep. Imhotep.
Yeah, Imhotep is Hagar's father. So in Hagar... Also,
the daughter of Imhotep.
Is the wife of Abraham, who begat Ishmael. So now we're in ancient Egypt. Now we're in Egypt. We're in Egypt. Tamaray, absolutely. Now we're in
Tamaray.
Yes, yes. Good job, good job. Now we're into 17. I think that's where he stopped at. So I hope that helps everybody to follow that clear, that we're going, that the ties went right back into Kemet or Mizraim.
Wow.
By way of, thank you, Seth, got it. By way of Hagar marrying Abraham and giving birth to Ishmael, and she's the daughter of Imhotep. Okay?
Wow. See, never mind.
And her god is El Ra.
Mm-hmm. Let me stay out the chat room because I've been distracted. Okay.
Okay, so let's go back to 17, newbie.
Okay.
Okay, verse 17. I am Hetep, also called Imhotep, also known as Uphiel, and Abdul Hamid, was the ninth elder, the student of Zoser, the father of all the children of Adam with hazel eyes. He became known as Kayel, and he is also known as Abdul Kudus, who is among the 23 elders.
He was the 23 elders, remember the 23 elders might take you back to the 24 elders, okay? So
mm-hmm.
if you go back
right.
to the El's Holy Tablet, Doc, what page is that? Because me and you argued over that for a minute. Where's the 24 elders at? You'll find Imhotep as one of the 24 elders or one of the 23 elders. Her father is one of the 23
mm-hmm.
elders, okay? You remember? If y'all ever flip those pages and look at all the 20... thank you, Hebrew Israelite. Look at the 24 elders. Imhotep is one of the 23 elders. Reason why he is here, he mentioned one of the 23 and not one of the 24, because that is a good statement that he mentioned. He said one of the 23 elders. He didn't say one of the 24 elders. He said one of the 23, but we know that there's 24 elders. Well, the 24th seat is for the news bearers, the apostles, and all the rest of them. The 24th seat make up a group of people. That's why. Okay?
Verse 18.
And they say, I don't represent Nuwapu right. Right knowledge. Let's go.
All right, verse 18. He was the son of Chikimui and Nima Atafi. The Egyptians exalted Imhotep and Zoser because of their intelligence. The pyramids, originally called Mir in ancient Tamaray, Egypt, in which the elders built, were the temples of initiation into deeper sciences of mystics. The pyramids were built with lasers, a so-called modern invention which existed thousands of years ago. Not too archaic.
I'm waiting on you, boo. You believe that lasers is not too archaic, but that predates. Because what's the name had a laser when they battled?
Absolutely.
Humbaba and all the rest of them motherfuckers.
Agreed.
They had, and in that battle, they had a laser too. But go ahead.
Verse 22. Out of Abram was the earth to be
filled.
I guess
you expected him to have also a cell phone or some type of iPad to contact Sharu.
They have,
Shahu,
they have
too,
them,
huh?
They didn't say it.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Verse 22. Out of Abram was the earth to be filled. He was in the land of Nimrod, who was the son of Cush. Nimrod was his own father and husband to his mother, Semiramis. He was the king of evil rulers, being of the Gibori, devil seed, for he chose of his own to be disagreeable and wish that after building a throne to Anu,
now who is he talking about here?
Nimrod.
Cush.
Nimrod, honey.
Nimrod.
Yeah, you're talking about Nimrod.
Son of Cush.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. I was correct. I said Nimrod.
You want me to pick it up at 23?
Oh, yes. By all means, please.
All right. Nimrod was his own father and husband to his mother, Semiramis. He was the king of evil rulers, being of the Gibori, devil seed, for he chose of his own to be disagreeable and wished that after building a throne to Anu, that he himself should sit on it, unappointed and anointed. Verse 24. The birth of Abram took place.
Do we get this particular passage? Is everybody
mm-hmm.
clear on this with Nimrod? He would take the throne, or he wanted the throne, which is something that he was unappointed, neither nor he was anointed. He's talking about Tammuz here. Because Tammuz was appointed by Anu and anointed by Anu, but Nimrod was not with that shit. You can forget that. You took my style, now I'm taking it back. Like Return of the Jedi.
Sucker MCs in the place that said I.
Could never. Could only.
Never. Could only rock rhyme. Could only do crime. Could never rock records.
How you like me now? Okay.
But y'all got to go back to that sentence before that one.
Yes.
And
I was
y'all
just
really
thinking
do
about
have to
that
go
at
to
22.
That
22, right? Out of Abraham was
the
earth to be filled.
And know about him and his mother and his father.
Oh, that's 23. We went there twice. But let me let 313 know that their mic is open. Can we get a mic check?
Mic check.
All right, you
in
the building with us? Are you going to, you still going to play with us, or are you just going to mute us and look out the window when we outside playing? How are you going to do this? Not good.
No, I'm playing.
Okay. Because I know you got your babies and all that over there. I can hear them in the background.
No, I'm at work, Don. That was somebody, a customer.
Oh, okay. Damn, where the fuck? The customer's bringing, what's that? Are y'all on the Eastern Standard Time in Detroit?
Yeah, it's 12 o'clock, yeah.
What the fuck you work at, Walmart?
No, I work at a gas station, yo.
Okay, that's what's up. I wonder you're able to have leisure time. I like working at gas stations.
Oh, wow.
All right, so Doc said let's go back to 23 then. Let's go back to 23, newbie.
All right, rewind. 23. Nimrod was of his own father and husband to his mother, Semiramis.
You said of his own father?
Nimrod was his own father and husband to his mother, Semiramis.
Did anybody figure that out yet?
He was his own father and husband.
Right. So tell me how he did that.
He got with his mother.
Well, how did he do that to give birth to himself?
That's a good question, though.
He did time travel.
Out of, because 22 out of Abraham was the earth to be filled in the land
of
Nimrod.
That's a bit archaic, Doc. Time travel? Are you serious? Yeah, but he did time travel. Yeah, I heard that. I caught that last little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, newbie, did you have anything you want to say about that? In your opinion, do you
No.
Would like to dispute that with an iPad or, you know?
No, I'm going to use my calculator.
There you are. He traveled back in time.
That's the only way it's possible, to be his own father and husband.
And gave birth to
him. Wait a minute.
Married his mother. What? His father had to be non-existent.
What the? Why you say that, Babylon? What the? Who was that?
I mean,
Cedar says it best. Terminator. If y'all can remember Terminator, Cedar. Thank you, Cedar. I fucking love you, woman. Cedar says
that's
it best. Terminator. Remember Terminator?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's playing it.
Remember Terminator 2? Because I watch that like once a week now for some fucking reason. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I'm fucking.
He planted the seed. Yeah, he went. He tried to time travel, went for it, got her pregnant. Yeah,
came back and he is John
came
Connor,
back.
And he is John Connor. Absolutely,
John Connor.
Okay,
right.
Does that make sense? Can everybody see that?
I mean, we use the right reasoning. That's the only right reason that he could be his own father and husband.
And so was John Connor.
Right.
Yeah, so now my question is, what came first, the story of Nimrod or the story of fucking Terminator?
Exactly.
Do the fucking math here now.
That's right. All
right. Shit.
The holy tablets.
That's right.
The holy tablets.
Are we continuing? All right. 22.
No, I thought Babylon had something to say. Then Babylon
yeah.
had to say, mm-hmm. Babylon said, wait a fucking minute here.
Yeah,
y'all
yeah, put it up.
Oh, say what, Babylon?
Yeah, I get that from my son. What the? But nah, y'all clear it up.
Okay, are we going to continue 23 then? Hopefully we can finally get off of it. Shit, we've been on it for about 5 minutes.
All right, 23. Nimrod was his own father and husband to his mother, Semiramis. He was the king of evil rulers, being of the Gibori, devil seed, for he chose of his own to be disagreeable and wished that after building a throne to Anu, that he himself should sit on it, unappointed and unanointed. The birth of Abram took place when Nimrod, son of Cush, the son of Ham, the son of Nephishtim, the son of Lamech, was the ruler of Babel. Abram was the individual who was to change the world to the worship of Allah, Al-Gabi, the unseen deity, acknowledging the Aetherians as opposed to the manifestations of deity in flesh and or stone, which was common to the Chaldean amongst whom he was born and lived.
Tell it, Abraham was a Chaldean. That means that they were deities in the flesh and they had statues.
Yep.
Okay, let's make that shit clear, Hebrew Israelite. Okay, Abraham was a Chaldean.
I want to
repeat
that one.
Say it, Don.
I want to repeat
this
verse.
You know I'm about to say this shit, nigga, because this is my shit right here. This is my shit.
I want to repeat this verse.
This is one of the schools I graduated from, yo. Got my degree.
I'm like born too on that one. Can you say that again, Don? I'm like born on that one. Can you say that again?
Mm-hmm.
Say it and read it different, right?
Can you say it again?
No, sure. I can't. It comes through me. I can't do it. If it was written down, I could.
Motherfucker. He was a Chaldean.
Yes. Mm. Read it again. Let's go
25.
Up.
25. Abraham was the individual who was to change the world.
Wait, you know what? Very important to me. Go to 24, please.
24.
Because these niggas got it fucked up about Nimrod. Listen to how he
mm-hmm.
explained how it all
yep.
happened.
All right.
Let's go.
The birth of Abram took place when Nimrod, son of Cush, the son of Ham, the son of Nephishtim,
tell
the
it.
Son of Lamech, was the ruler of Babel.
There it is. The son of Cush,
son of Noah.
Who is the son of Ham, who
mm-hmm.
Ham is the son of Noah, whose Noah is the
yep.
son of who's Noah
Lamech.
Is the, who's Noah, Lord Jesus.
is
Noah is the son of Lamech, who
right.
was the ruler of Babel.
Ruler of
Are
Babel.
We clear?
Correct.
Because people
yep.
make Nimrod as like the first and the only ruler of Babel. So let's do that shit again. Let's do it again.
Yes.
Go to 24.
The birth of Abram took place when Nimrod, son of Cush, the son of Ham, the son of Nephishtim, the son of Lamech, was the ruler of Babel.
That's your birth of Abraham. That's when yep. it took place.
It
yes, all of them yes. were bloodline rulers, rulers of a bloodline. Absolutely.
Let it sink in.
Love you, too. Mm. So glad we're not Christians or Hebrews or fucking Muslims or dance. Let's be scientists.
Mm-hmm.
We're scholars. We're educators. We're teachers. Let's go.
Civilizers.
Facts and truth.
All right, now slow it down on 25, man, because this shit here gets good.
All right, 25. Abram was the individual who was to change the world to the worship of Allah as Al-Gabi, the unseen deity, acknowledging the Aetherians as opposed to the manifestation of deity in flesh and or stone, which was common to the Chaldeans, amongst whom he was born and lived.
Yeah, you got to love it, because the Chaldeans didn't believe shit unless it manifested in the flesh.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And Abraham was the one to bring about unseen deities, spook gods.
So, and here's why. And here's how Abraham did that. If I can throw this in real quick, the way the chief explained it to me, he said that Abraham, and you know this, how in, you know, they talk about him being in the caves of Mamre, right? Said Abraham was in the caves, and he actually got the phrase "La ilaha illallah" from the echo while he was in the caves.
Right.
You started off saying "La ilah," and then
"La
ilallah." Yes, and it echoed back to him, and that's where they get the phrase "La ilaha illallah." It was a which they say is nothing would exist if Allah didn't create it.
Right.
And that's "La ilaha illallah." He said that came from the echo that Abraham heard in the cave. He didn't see anything, didn't see anybody. You know, the first part of that, first half of that was said, and then it came back to him the same way. La ilaha illallah.
Okay, thank you.
Moving along.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 26. And call it Mila. Again?
25, one more time, please. It's my favorite.
One more? One more again.
Yeah, I love 25.
Abram was the individual who was to change the world to the worship of Allah as Gabi, the unseen deity, acknowledging the ethereans as opposed to the manifestation of deity in flesh, and Oristone, which was common to the Chaldean amongst whom he was born and lived, 26, and called it Mila Ibrahim, the rites or religion of Abram,
Al-Hanuf,
the upright.
Mila Ibrahim, the religion of Abraham. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Your monotheistic.
Wow.
Let's go.
There it is. As opposed to that prescribed by the new law of Tammuz, as given to the Enos, called Deen al-Islam.
As opposed to that prescribed by the new law of Tammuz, as given to the Enos. So in other words, even that opposed the new law.
Mm-hmm.
Mila Ibrahim, the religion of Abraham, was also opposed to the law of Tammuz, or the law that was given to Tammuz, to the Enos. I'm sorry, the law of Tammuz, as given to the Enos, called Dina Islam.
Correct.
This is some good ass shit right here. Let's go.
Yep. Verse 28. That they were unworthy in his cycle to refer to the name Anu, who was seen.
That's strong, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
They were unworthy.
Correct.
Yeah, because it starts to change, and the name Anu start to trickle down into Allah.
I got it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you will find the word Anu in all the scriptures, though. That's the slick part about it. In all the holy scriptures, you will find the word Anu in it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 29. It would be called Deen al-Islam, for the mother of Tammuz, Ishtar's name, was Deen, or Dina, and Islam simply meant bliss or peace.
You see it? Do you see how you tie it in, now? Can you see it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because mind you, we're dealing with the law of Tammuz. Who is Tammuz's mother? Ishtar. What is she also known as? Dina, or Diana. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get it?
Right.
All right? And even in throughout every scripture, every holy scripture, be it the Bible, the Quran, or the Tanakh, you will find the word Tammuz in there once you translate it.
Okay.
Once it's translated into the original, you will find it means, Tammuz, weeping. Yes, the word weep. But it means time. Oh, sprout of life.
Sprout
I'm
of
sorry.
Life,
sprout of life. I apologize. Sprout of life. And when you hear the word sprout, or when you read the word sprout of life in your Holy Scripture, I can't remember what chapter, Babylon, you know what chapter in the Bible where the word sprout of life pops up at? You translate it. It translates as Tammuz.
Tammuz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But there it is. There's your Islam. Your Deen of Islam goes right back to Ishtar, who is the mother of Tammuz.
The mother?
Mm. Yes, the mother of Tammuz. Mm-hmm. And you know that Ishtar, it predates Isis, okay?
Right.
And Horus in that story, okay? Okay? Even that's a crock of shit. Okay? Let's put that on record.
Okay, so Ishtar predates Isis. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was also, but see, here's how it happens. She's also known as Isis, and her son is Osiris, but also it's the same shit. Horus, I'm sorry. Her son is Horus, but that goes right back to Ishtar and Tammuz. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's your Deen of Islam right there.
Mm.
Diana, Dina. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and guess who's Ishtar daddy? Who's Ishtar daddy? I knew. Hello.
Okay.
Well, grandfather. Same difference. I think that's her granddaddy. Yeah. Thus, you get the story of Isis being the granddaughter of Ra. See, same shit. Let's go.
All right. Verse 30. Thus, we had the mother and son, or nativity symbol, but rather call him Allah, who is unseen.
Hmm. So at that point, it looked like they took Tammuz and they called him Allah and made him unseen. Is that what he's saying, Nubi?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
31. Nimrod, son of Semiramis and Cush, was trying to keep the old-time religion.
Mm.
There it goes. Which was the worship of Anu in
yep.
the hearts of the people as Alun, Alun El, in which he was warned by Melchizedek.
Mm.
And that was not his responsibility, so he proceeded to build idols in Anu's likeness. Then in his own, and he placed them in temples.
Go back now. So are you saying that Nimrod was trying
mm-hmm.
to keep the old-time religion, which
exactly.
was the worship of Anu, in the hearts
Correct.
Of the people? That's not bad.
Correct.
As Elun Elun El, in which he was warned by Melchizedek, and that was not his responsibility. So in other words,
Correct.
It's a whole bunch of people. Let's speed it up into fuck the archaic days, right, this bullshit we're reading. So you know how it's a whole bunch of people. It's like, yo, man, we got to spread the truth. It was like, nigga, that's not your position. Go take your ass to work some fucking where and let us do our job. Because you'll fuck that shit up. God damn it, because eventually it's going to turn from you mid-talking about Melchizedek to you talking about your goddamn self, motherfucker. Now, all y'all websites got y'all names on and y'all little churches and shit. So, no,
Amen.
I understand this part right here. This is a powerful fucking verse right here. Melchizedek, now, yeah, nigga, we know, yes, to keep the Anu, Elun, Elun, Elun in the hearts of the people, but that's not your job because you's a Gibarim. You part of the evil motherfuckers. You gonna fuck
Correct.
Up eventually, and you have motherfuckers start worshiping you.
Confused.
And not Elun Elun El. And not
Confused.
Keeping Elun El in their heart. And not having extreme trust in Elun Elun El. So we already know that, hell no, nah, that ain't your job, nigga. You gonna fuck up. That's right. I said it. And don't tell them motherfuckers I said it. Shit.
Told by Melchizedek, too.
Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely.
Wow.
He was warned by Melchizedek, and that was not his responsibility.
Mm.
So he went on and did it. So all them little pictures, and I mean, you see so much with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Using the images of Anu to gather people. Hello? Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
And then, in a minute, your picture is all over this motherfucking statues and flyers and books and shit. And do away with Anu's image. Absolutely, it's the same shit. This is some interesting shit here. Let's go.
All right. Verse 33. This was not an unusual practice, for all of the Anunnaki had stone likenesses. Nimrod commanded the inhabitants of the mountains, the ancient Phoenicians, Canaanites, of Babel to worship Anu. One on occasion, the chief astrologer Merlin told Nimrod that it appeared from the position of the celestial bodies that in this year, a man of extraordinary powers and great authority would be conceived in the city where Nimrod reigned. He would introduce the people to the rites and laws given to Cadmon by the 24 elders that walked in the midst of the enclosed Garden of Delight, which was headed by Kalkael, head of the 12 agreeable, and
Disagreeable.
Disagreeable.
He was head of the 12 disagreeable. Kalkael.
Disagreeable, correct. Mm-hmm. And Dabael, head of the 12 agreeable, who both agreed that the Adamites needed a focal point for deity, one deity, who they called Allah. Thus it became Deen el Allah, the laws that the Adamites were to keep outside of the garden.
So you can tell how it changed, right?
Mm-hmm.
You follow how it changed from Dina Islam to Bliss
Al-Islam.
Yeah, absolutely,
yeah.
To Deen Allah, which gives everybody mm-hmm. that monotheistic as we're dealing with right now with Islam, with that Allah
right.
situation. Yeah, Deen Allah.
So it went from the nativity to the single, which is
yep,
Allah.
The mother and son, okay?
Correct.
All right,
mm-hmm.
got rid of the mother and made the son God, and now you got Deen Allah.
Mm.
Absolutely. Got rid of her. Threw her out the fucking way. Fuck what you heard. No longer. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there we go. Because remember, Islam is peace or bliss. Islam
yeah.
itself, the word itself, translated as peace or bliss. So it went from peace or blissful state to some motherfucking name, Allah. Anyway, it's neither here nor there. Let's go.
Verse 39. Thus it became Deen el Allah, the laws that the Adamites were to keep outside of this garden concerning the food, was to eat freely of that you chose to eat. For Arazu, the Elohim, hath given unto Adamites every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree which is a fruit. This shall you eat in, every beast of the earth, and every fowl of the air, and everything that creepeth upon the earth, or in the seas, shall be your food. And that is good and healthy, sustaining. You may eat for all times. As your drink, drink freely from the juices of the fruit, and the nectar of the plants, and the liquor of the vines. Drink of them freely, but do not become intoxicated, for this is unhealthy for both the body and the mind. Take in no intoxicating poisons, nor should you inhale intoxicating fumes, nor chew or inject any intoxicating substances into the
shell.
Into the shell.
Okay, it looks a little garbled. Into the shell that
houses the presence of Allah.
That you manifest in flesh. That you manifest in flesh.
Yeah, I can read that with my eyes closed.
Okay. This is a great injustice, and it will not go unattended. The way of the herb is the way of the Anunnaki.
Mm.
But the Hittites taught Abram to eat flesh, sacrifice.
Now, why you say, the way of the herb is the way of the Anunnaki? Because you're a herbologist, you're an herbivore, you're a newbie. You're an herbivore. But you know the Anunnakis are flesh eaters. Let's put that on record.
I mean, you know I'm not a vegetarian, but I'm just like...
But I heard you say, but you know they like flesh. They like burnt flesh. They like barbecues.
Right.
Yeah.
So
they're reptilians. Some of them are reptilians, but let's go.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
56. But the Hittites taught Abram to eat flesh, sacrificed on altars to their deity, Dina. He taught things such as dress as you feel and wear whatever is appropriate for you, according to your environment and climate. Present yourself however you feel, and wherever is pleasing to you, this is your right. And as for procreation and sexual gratification, that is left up to you, for you are the Elo of your own temple.
When they told goddamn Abraham that shit, that nigga started fucking like a jackrabbit, didn't he? Because this motherfucker had about, but that nigga had over 100 wives. Oh, yeah? It's up, that's up to me on that. Yeah, this nigga had 100 wives and shit. 200, 300, a lot of them. But go ahead. This is, all right. Appreciate it.
My choice? My liking?
Verse 60. For you are the Elo of your own temple. Do with it what is pleasing to you, remembering and respecting he who fashioned it. Your sexual preferences for delight and pleasure and reproduction, it is only that you do what is fair and healthy to your body. Mm. These were the laws and commandments given to the Adamites to be obeyed without changing it forever. There is not one person, race, tribe, generation, gender, or species that is above another in the eyes of the Elyon. All people are his children, well, sick, or diseased. Abram would enforce this law, but he must first abolish the Canaanite idols amongst whom he lived. Nunah, his mother, was born in the land of Chaldea in Syria, also of the seed of Shem. The Shemites are
that's
the
very important,
Shem.
Though. I mean, this ain't no sleeper right here. Like, after all of that, now he has to abolish the image and after the likeness of the Canaanites, their idols. He has to get rid of all them motherfuckers in order to become El Elo in the flesh, as it said for him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because as long as you, like, I guess that's what they say, like, you can't serve two masters. So this right. is when he's approached. You can tell that Abraham is approached now by the order of the green light.
To enforce
if that makes
the law.
Sense.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
The order of the green light and the order of sin. Like you could tell, he was approached by this one now. So now he has
right.
a decision to make, where he now has to do away with the Canaanite idols. That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
That's some interesting shit right there. Take them white pictures off your wall. Get rid of the white baby dolls. Get rid of. You know, Scarface and shit off your walls. Just get rid of
right.
Marilyn Monroe pictures out your bathroom. Get throw that bitch in the trash. All that fucking shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Get rid of Eminem and whoever the fuck else. And
right.
Charles Heston and, you know, all the motherfuckers. You know, the picture of your Bush on your wall and Ronald Reagan and all the motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you got to get
right.
rid of the Canaanite idols. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
69.
Newbie goes 69. But he must first abolish the Canaanite idols amongst whom he lived. Nunah, his mother, was born in the land of Chaldea in Syria, also of the seed of Shem. The Shemites are descendants of Shem, namely Elam, Ashur, Arphaxad, Lud, Aram. The Shemites were people already settled in West Arabia. The name Assyria is derived from the name Ashur. This would suggest that the people of Shem, who became a part of the Assyrian Empire, were mainly Ashur and not of the other people.
Go back, baby.
Therefore,
when is Ashur pops up? I missed it all. The name Assyria is derived from the name Ashur. That's where you get the word, the language Ashuric Arabic from. It's come from
correct.
Ashur, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Neff, are you here? I know you got to stand up and stretch, boo. But you get
yeah,
it,
I'm
Antichrist?
Here.
That's where you get Ashur from, Ashuric. That's what Ashuric is. So the root word for Ashuric is Ashur. And Ashur is the son of, come on, somebody help me out. Damn,
y'all
so ass
niggas,
man.
Shem.
Thank you, Shem, from the Shemites. Absolutely. Thank you. Come on now. Let's dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. That's where you get a Shurik, and then you'll find him putting the word Arabic in parentheses when y'all read
yes.
some of Dr. York's book, because the language is actually
yes.
a Shurik.
Yes.
Which they get the language Arabic from.
Sure, Arabic. Right.
Absolutely. So rhetoric. Huh? Say what?
We good.
Okay. Okay, so Nubi. Verse 76. Therefore, Abram's mother was also from the pure seed. Abram was the individual who was expected to change the world. Nimrod tried to keep the worship of Anu and the Anunnaki to the people. However, before Abram met Melchizedek, he was teaching the people to worship the Canaanite deities. He placed these idols in temples and commanded the inhabitants of the mountains to worship them. Nimrod sat in council with these great Anunnaki. On one occasion, Merlin of the Order of Nanna told Nimrod that it appeared from the position of the celestial bodies that in this year, a man of extraordinary power and great authority would be born in the capital of Nimrod.
Hold on, I got to go back on this one. How the hell, if Nimrod wants to keep Anu in the hearts of the people, how the hell he give them Canaanites? That makes no sense to me. Why would he give them Canaanite?
Let's read it again. Let's go back now. Because I missed everything, by the way.
All right.
That was Abraham.
What verse?
Correct.
Yeah, let's go back because I don't think that's clear, and I know I missed everything.
Yeah, Abram.
What
Abram
verse are y'all at?
Let's start at 77.
No, go back. Abraham. You have to go back because I missed a few.
Well, we left off before at 74 where it said that, sure.
What verse is that? 81.
81? 74.
74,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
74.
Mm-hmm.
This would suggest that the people of Shem who became a part of the Assyrian Empire were mainly Ashur and not of the other people. Therefore, Abram's mother was also from the pure seed.
And Abram's mama is Nuna, right?
Correct.
His mother is Nuna. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Abram was the individual who was expected to change the world.
Which he
did. I think this is where Neph got it misconstrued.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nimrod tried to keep the worship of Anu and the Anunnaki to the people. However, before Abram met Melchizedek, he was teaching the people to worship the Canaanite deities.
Okay, stop right there.
Okay,
now
see what happened,
she's right? Because remember now, Abraham is from the land of what, Neph? What's the name of where he come from? He was born there and lived there. Chaldea. He was a Chaldean.
Correct.
Right. Okay. And what was they doing there? What was they worshiping? What was they doing?
The Canaanite deities.
Worshiping
the
Canaanite
deities. Absolutely. They were worshiping the Canaanite deities. So this will answer your question again in 79. Before Abram met Melchizedek. See, even
mm-hmm.
Abraham, when Melchizedek pops up, that's an initiation. You can either be with
mm-hmm.
the order of sin, or you can come in the order of the green light,
the order of the Zodiacs.
Yes. So prior to him meeting Abraham, what was he doing
mm-hmm.
in Chaldea? Worshipping Canaanite idols. Absolutely.
Right.
There
okay.
we go. And before, okay? Okay, let's go.
Okay, so now 80. He placed these idols in temples, and he commanded the inhabitants of the mountains to worship them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nimrod. That's what it says here, Nimrod.
I know Staten it,
council,
but we don't know that thing about Nimrod. We know that thing about Nimrod. Let's go.
Nimrod sat in council with these great Anunnaki.
Mm.
On one occasion, Merlin of the Order of Nanna.
See, am I right? Which is the Order of Sin.
Yep.
Damn, I'm good.
That's,
I don't even fucking need to read the book.
That's Nakash's order.
Damn, I'm good. I told you, the Order of Nanna is the Order of Sin. Anytime you see, it takes me right back to Cain and Abel's story when they were both after the Order of the Zodiac, and Cain was also asked to be in the Order of Sin, which is the Order of Nanna.
Yeah.
See? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now remember, Merlin approached Nimrod prior to, because we just read way back, Nubi read it, when Merlin came to Nimrod
mm-hmm.
and told him that there's one that was going to rise up in power
mm-hmm.
and be this, that, and the third. So here's Merlin again bringing him the Order of Sin or the Order of Nana. Mm-hmm. Let's go. This is good. Damn, Don, you are fucking great at what you do. Let's go.
82. On one occasion, Merlin of the Order of Nana told Nimrod that it appeared from the position of the celestial bodies that in this year a man of extraordinary power and great authority would be born in the capital of Nimrod. He would introduce the people to the religion and laws of Allah, who you know as El-Eloh, and you call Baal.
Now, I got a question. This is just a question before we go into who this guy is. Is this guy Abraham he's predicting? He's talking about?
No.
No?
I said no.
Okay.
He has?
Because he said he would be born
Let's
in the capital of Nimrod.
Right.
He would be born, so he's not there yet.
All right, well, let's figure it out. Let's see who the fuck he's talking about then, because I don't know, because I thought it might have just been. Because I don't know who came first, Nimrod or Abraham.
Right. I mean, if it says he's to be born.
They'll tell you.
Nimrod came first, didn't he?
That's what I'm saying. So it looks like he's talking about Abraham or Abram.
Yeah.
Same difference.
Remember,
right.
Nimrod is a time traveler.
Yeah, he's a time traveler. This is why he's about to do what he do, right? Or have already done what he did. Okay.
84. Al also said
83. Al. 83 for us, please.
Okay, 83. He would introduce the people to the religion and laws of Allah.
That's Abraham.
You know El-Eloh.
That's Abraham. That's just told you right there. That's Abraham. That's Abraham.
That's how the story started.
Okay.
That's how it starts off. Absolutely. Yeah, that's Abraham. Yeah. Damn, this is good. Let's go. It's better than the Bible. Fuck around and get confused reading that shit. Let's go.
Al also said El is the highest from the word Ain, Lam.
Wait, but go back, man. Go back to 83, because these are some key words from Allah, who you know as El-Eloh, and you call Baal, which is another word, which is translated as Lord. Okay? So, yeah, this is very important. He would introduce the people to religion and laws of Allah, who you know as El-Eloh. Now, that's in your five books of Moses. That's in your Torah, El-Eloh. And then into your New Testament as Lord or Baal. You call Baal or Lord. Lord thy God. Let's go.
Al also said El is the highest from the word Ain, Lam, which gives you the sound Allah from Al-Ali, the Arabic word for the Most High.
El-Aleyu or El-Aleyi, which means the Most High, on high. Absolutely.
Okay. The name Allah evolved through the mispronunciation from the name El-Eloh. El-Roy is also one of the holy names of El-Eloh, which means the seer. The name of Yahuwah, El-Roy, was being mispronounced as Ra. Hagur, daughter of Himotep and Rasha, was familiar with calling upon the deity Ra, the sun disk of Tamara, the deity of sight.
You notice that he said that she was familiar with calling upon the deity Ra, means that the languages was already confused any goddamn way. So she didn't know the name El-Roy or El-Eloh, which was mispronounced as Ra, El-Roy, Yahuwah, El-Roy. This is some good shit. I love this. Let's go.
The Egyptians thanked Ra for providing the light of the day, which enabled them to see near and far. It was he who gave them light to take care of their daily activities, to grow crops, and gave them warmth. Generally speaking, the deity of the sun was regarded as the creator and preserver of the world. The deity Ra is portrayed as a disk. A disk is the description of a flying saucer, as the pillar of a cloud that led the children of Israelites into the wilderness.
Okay, are y'all clear on that? Everybody clear on that, right? Now, you, my sister, born, where you at? Anybody? Okay. Yeah, the sun disk or the disk that you see Ra with. Okay. It's basically the damn saucer, flying saucer. Let's go.
Yeah.
Hello, before we go any further, how many verses is left in this tablet? I hope we can get through it before the show goes off because we got 20. We got 20 minutes, right? Okay, Ruby, you got to read faster, my Negro.
You keep stopping me. All right.
Well, because this is a very important, because this goddamn has to be explained. But if you let me read it and explain it, I can keep moving. But you know what I'm saying? Because me keep interrupting you, it does slow it down.
If you want to read, go ahead.
I'm just saying because I don't want to do another show. I don't want to do a part two to fucking read the last, you know, 35 or 50 verses.
All right, pull over at the medium. Let's go, 91.
Is that okay? I was about to say, is that okay, Nimrod? God damn.
Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah, because I hate to. Yeah, because we got, you know, we got 20 minutes, so now I don't want to fucking expand no show, do a show.
Go ahead, Don. Go ahead.
Nimrod says yes to no to.
Thank you, Nimrod.
91.
Okay,
91.
We are 91. Anybody feel free to stop me if something has to be made clear, okay? Because when I read, I really don't stop myself. Okay, 91. Abraham was also supposed to be coming and abolishing the dynasty of Nimrod. They took great pain to impress the mind of the ruler, the necessity of preventing this event if possible. Nimrod assured them that it could easily be done by appointing guards to prevent husbands from having intercourse with their wives and by allowing trustworthy women to supervise the labors of childbirth, leaving all female infants alive, and by slaying all the males which would be born. This resulted in the slaying of 77,000 infants. When the time neared for the pure seed of Abram to be fixed in the womb of a virtuous woman, the soothsayers hastened to the palace of Nimrod, and it was then issued that they made it a mandate stating that on the eve of that particular shadow hour, all men should go out of the cities. He also appointed confidential watchmen at the gates so as not to allow any men to return, nor any women to leave. Nimrod himself on that shadow hour departed from the city with friends. When the woman realized the men were gone, they came out of their houses and walked about. The shadow hour had nearly set in when Nuna is who, Neff, help me out. Nuna is Abraham's mother. Okay,
yes.
The shadow hour had nearly set in when Nuna arrived near the gate where Terah was on ground. That's his father. He recognized her, and his love manifested itself, and he had intercourse with her that shadow hour. Their uniting was a happening which was predestined by Allah. Nuna kept her pregnancy a secret from Terah for quite some time. When it was no longer possible to do so, she said, "I am with child, and if it be male, we ought to give it to Nimrod, the ruler, because he has highly obliged," is that the word? "He had highly obliged you
by
his kindness. And if we do what I suggest, his favor and gift to us will yet become more and more numerous." Terah consented to the advice of his wife, and he was very joyous. When the moment of her labor was near, Nuna said to Terah, "I am suffering of the labor of childbirth. I adjure you by our former love to go to the idol temple to remain there and to implore the greatness of the deity Shemesh, which literally means sun god or sun deity." She wanted Shemesh, namely the sun god of life, fire, of which the jinn was created, to grant her happy delivery. So she said to Terah, "Do not come out from that temple until my infant is born." He accordingly went to the idol house, where he remained during 40 days and shadow hours. In Terah's absence, and after the labor of childbirth, then Nuna had prepared an underground apartment provided with all things needed for an infant, and after concealing Abram in that place, she informed Terah of her labor, of childbirth, and safe delivery. When Terah had returned from the idol temple and inquired about his son, Nuna replied, May your life be long. The child was sickly, and it died the same hour it was born. Terah believed the words of his wife, and he was grateful to her own safety. Abram lived undercover, and when her husband left the house, she would go and suckle the child. And when that day of the happy light of a newsbearer was 2 years old, Nuna weaned him. She weaned him off the titty. Let's go. Abram. Abram grew in one day. Abram grew in one day as much as other children do in 1 week, in 1 week as others in 1 month as others in 1 year. When her mother tarried in coming, she saw that Abram first manifested his intelligence on the occasion when he asked his mother, "Who is my father?" She rejoiced, "The ruler." He further inquired, "Who is the nourisher of the ruler?" His mother said, "Be silent, for Nimrod is the greatest, and there is none higher than him." Abraham continued, "Is your complexion blacker or my father?" She answered, "Mine." Abraham further inquired, "Is my father more handsome or Nimrod?" She replied, "Your father." Then Abram said, "If the ruler be the nourisher of my father, why has he created one better than himself?" The poor woman, now she's poor now, the poor woman was very puzzled as to how to answer her son's questions, and she left him alone. When Terah returned to the house, he perceived that she was quite embarrassed. She was sitting and crying, for she knew what this kind of questioning meant. On asking, she replied as follows, "A secret in my heart which I cannot reveal and cannot conceal." After he had much questioned and pressed her, she said, "Oh, Terah, the individual expected to change the world is your son." When Terah heard these words, he was quite confused and asked, "What son? And what is this information?" Then Nuna revealed the concealment of her son and his denial to the teachings of Nimrod, as well as all the circumstances from his birth to the present hour. Terah went down angrily into the underground apartment with the intentions of doing some grievous bodily harm to Abram. But when his eyes beheld the august and well-set person of Abram, Terah was inspired with love for his son. Terah lived for 70 years, and he also gave birth to Nakur and Haran, who were the identical triplets of Abram. However, Abram was secluded and put into hiding because his mother knew from the look in his eyes and the progress of his growth that he was a special child of prophetic abilities. Haran gave birth to Lot, Neph, who called Lut. And Haran died before his father in the land of his birth in Ur of Chaldees. The whole land was diseased, and these very same diseases killed Lut's father, Haran, or Lot. Mm-hmm. Lot is also the one that was in Sodom and Gomorrah. We'll talk about that nigga in a minute if you got a question.
Okay.
Lut, or Lot, also went with Abram, and he had flocks and herds and tabernacles that he had gotten when he first went to the land of his father, Haran. All this was left to him, but he didn't want to live in that land, for he hated his father, because his father was banished from his homeland in Bethel. For he lusted after his own sister, Sarai, that's also how you spell Cherie, too, for the record, okay? In Arabic, yeah. Okay, for anyway, for he lusted after his own sister, Cherie, who was promised to Abraham, his brother, while his own confidant wife, Jordana, was with child. The land of Lot, or Lut's father, Haran, which is called Mesopotamia, was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so they could not dwell together. Abraham and Nakur took wives for themselves. The name of Abram's wife was Sarah, who was his half-sister, daughter of Terah and Adia. The name of Nakur's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of the youngest sister, Ishka. The name of Haran's wife was Jordana, also the oldest daughter of Nahor, his brother. Abraham, or Abram, became the guardian of Lot, who vowed one day to seek out and find his father and avenge his mother's untimely death from heartbreak. So when Terah, his grandfather, made it known that he was going to travel to that land, Lot, or Lut, pleaded before Abram that he may accompany him. After much debate, Abram approved, not knowing in his heart the secret of the plan Lot held, or Lut held. So when they reached before their destination, Lut made living together an impossibility so that the blood of his father would not be on the hands of Abram, who headed the clan. So he declared it impossible. So he declared it impossible for them to share that one land. For Lut also, who went with Abram, who had much flocks and herds and tabernacles, and he declared, this land, Haran, named after his father's untimely migration, is not able to bear both your flocks and mine. We can't dwell together. That's declared Lot, okay, if I'm not mistaken. Abram disagreed, and there was strife between the cattle of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen who looked with a physical eye over the herds of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanites and the Perizzi dwelt then in that part of the planet Earth. And Abram said to Lot, what is your vow and what is your determination that we should part? And Lut said, the love of my father, for I seek to prostrate my face to the ground at his grave. Abram wept, for this was a noble gesture, but hidden in the heart of Lot, or Lut, was deception. But he planned only to spat whence he delivered his father was deceased. Yet called a small strip of land between Palestine and the deserts of Arabia after the name of his mother, Jordana, or Midian. Lut hated his father with such a passion that he would not live in the land called Haran and move on into Gomorrah. See, there's your Lot story of Gomorrah. Yes,
okay.
This is some interesting shit. Did everybody understand it? Because now, oh, I did that shit. We ain't got but 3 minutes remaining. God damn, we were still
a lot of information, Don.
Yeah, it's a lot. And we can go over it next week. We can do it again next week.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't mind. But, you know, I just didn't want to, you know, fucking, goddamn, do another goddamn, that was all the type of show.
No, yeah.
My nail back
hurt.
My nerves bad.
I can't sit that long. I'm gonna actually create the bloodline. I actually do this shit myself, write it out, so I can.
But it's already done. I'll show you where it's at. It's already done, though. Yeah,
oh,
he shows
okay.
you. He drew
okay.
that himself. You do it yourself,
okay,
but you probably miss out, miss some missing links. But yeah, I gotta tell you what book or what page it's at, and you will see the whole bloodline of how it all took place.
Okay.
Of who begot who and all that other type of shit.
Yeah.
Okay. But at the end of the day, so you can tell that, you know, Nuna was trying to give her son the worship of Nimrod. You saw that shit, right? And Nimrod had too much intelligence as it, I'm sorry, Abraham had too much intelligence. Even as a young boy, he questioned everything. Well, who's darker, you or my daddy? Well, who's handsome,
right.
Nimrod or my daddy? Then how the fuck is my daddy greater than the one that created him? And all this other type of shit. And then she finally had to confess to Terah, who was Abraham's father, that he did have a son that was highly intelligent. And Abraham was about to kill that motherfucker. Where that motherfucker at? He was about to kill that motherfucker. And then saw the look in his eyes, was like, whoa, this is some good shit. Yeah, great story. Then Lot pops up. Or Lut. Because Lut is, who is Lut? Abraham's
who is
brother?
Abraham
I mean, who the fuck is Lut? His cousin?
I'm about to say, who is he to Abraham? Yeah.
I don't know. I read it so goddamn fast. Anybody that was
That's
paying
his
attention?
Nephew.
Anybody could tell
that would be his nephew. His nephew.
Oh, His nephew. Thank you. Thank you. I was about to say, not sure.
There we go.
In thank home. You, Nasut. Okay, so that's his nephew. And now, okay, so, oh, shit, you're right, because Abraham had, he had two twins. He had twin brothers.
Right, he's the triplet.
Yeah.
The triplet.
Yeah.
Now, with him being a triplet, don't that go right back to the same thing with Noah?
Well, Noah had triplets. That's right. He had three sons.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, being that he had three sons that was triplets, you know when it says that you are born, you're born with your as a twin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, how that three would divide into that by the nature. Do you get what I'm saying?
You're saying like the one-third, one-third, one-third?
Yeah. Yeah. like if you're born with a twin.
There were three different eggs that were fertilized at one time, three different eggs.
No, that part I understand. I'm saying when you're talking about, because I was reading out before that if you are born with your twin, one would be negative and one would have the positive perspective with them.
That's just speaking of you. You have male and female, so you are your own twin in the sense of dealing with nature. But when there's two in the womb, they still have male and female or agreeable and disagreeable nature, 180 and 180. You understand?
Okay.
Yeah, that's us as single and also as twins or triplets. You still have both natures in you, masculine and feminine, some call it and others call it agreeable and disagreeable. So, you know,
right.
But you would have one that would be more agreeable than the other twin. And that's why with Adam and Eve, they were to cross marry the twins.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? With the twin that the female twin that Cain had and the female twin that Abel had, they were to cross marry. So because remember, Cain was the only one who was always coming to Abel's twin sister because she was to marry because they were agreeable because she was agreeable.
Right.
But he took who he wanted. He took his own sister.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Am I clear on if I remember the story right? Cain took his own.
Yeah,
that's why he said Cain went to the land of Nod and knew his wife. Well, he knew that he took his took his own sister and not Cain's. I'm not Abel's. Am I right? Because I can't remember.
Right.
Right. That's why he went up into himself. Yeah.
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 He said, fuck that. I want her. Yeah. Yeah. And so, which they were both disagreeable. Right? They were both disagreeable. Yeah. Am I right? I could be wrong. No, she was agreeable. She was agreeable, right? Cain's wife, was she? Somebody help me out.
I believe so. I think you're correct on that one.
Yeah, because he was the disagreeable one in the womb, Cain. And she was the agreeable one. And that's who he went to. Some more shit. I remember Doc explained it a little bit more, the little whole Cain, and why he went to his sister when she wanted him, when he wanted her to believe him. Remember that shit, Doc?
Yeah.
What did you say? Hurry up before we go, because we're about to get cut off. What did you say, why he went to her from anybody else? Well, maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was Babylon. I think it was Babylon. It wasn't you, because you act like you don't know. So I know it was Babylon. It was Babylon that explained why he went to her. Okay,
well,
y'all niggas, please. I'm out of this shit.
Why did he do what he did? He said only you.
I was a fiend before I became a teen. I melted microphones instead of cones of ice cream. Music orientated, so when hip-hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Cause I grab the mic and try to say yes, y'all. They try to take it and say that I'm too small. Cool, cause I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet back to the lab without a mic to grab. So then I add all the rhymes I had, one after the other one. Then I make another one to diss the opposite, then act as the...